To you cowards, then it's gonna be quick. I owe your man's been in jail before. Suck my dick, and all the motherfuckers you run with, get done with, dumb quick. How the fuck you going, broke the dog or some bum shit? I said go to gun click, 911 shit, all over some dumb shit. Ain't that some shit? They niggas remind me of a strip club, cause every time you come around, it's like, what? I just gotta get my dick sucked. And I don't know who the fuck you think you talking to, but I'm not him, I accept, so watch what you do, or you gon' find yourself buried next to someone else. And we all thought you loved yourself, but that couldn't have been the issue. Or maybe they just saying that now cause they miss you, and the niggas have to diss you. That's why you laying on your back, looking at the roof of the church. Preacher telling the truth and it hurts.
Y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me act a fool. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me lose my cool. Up in here, up in here.
Off the chain, I leave niggas soft in the brain. Cause niggas still want the fame, off the name. First of all, you ain't rapped long enough to be fucking with me. You ain't strong enough. So whatever it is you puffin' on, I got you thinking that you Superman. I got the kryptonite, and I smack him with my dick in the mic. That nigga's character, it's not even good actors. Let's go be the outcome, it's out of all the factors. You whack, you twisted, your girl's a hoe. You broke, the kid ain't yours, and everybody knows. Your own man say you stupid, you be like, so, I love my baby mother, I never let her go. I'm tired of weak-ass niggas, whining over foot that don't belong to them. Fuck is wrong with them? They fucking up for real niggas like my mans and them, who get it all with the shrimp or the hands with them.
Man, y'all gon' make me lose my mind. Up in here, up in here. Y'all gon' make me go all out. Up in here, up in here.
I'm starting to see spaceships on banking.
I'm geeked up. Send your attention for the rappers in the room.
No,
G4L.
No.
Slick V on the first.
God is calling me. I'm in a zone. I've gotta see my doctor. God is calling me. It's gotta be me. I wanna fly. Morning, noon, and night. Geeked up, geeked up, geeked up, geeked up. I'm geeked up, geeked up, geeked up. I'm geeked up, and I can't see. And all the wall keeps looking at me. I tell myself there's nothing wrong.
I wish these angels leave me alone.
get geeked up. I don't care who you is, nigga, get geeked up.
Geeked up, geeked up.
You ain't gotta be no special motherfucking nigga to be out of this world. You nigga gotta get high. You can still be geeked up. Sometimes you just be sitting at home, nigga. You be daydreaming while your bitch just getting on your motherfucking nerve, nigga. You geeked up. Fuck it.
Yeah. Yeah, it goes like this right here. It's like, niggas always be hollering peace, you know what I'm saying? Peace, my brother, peace this, peace that, you know what I'm saying? But every time I try to get a peace of mind, niggas try to get a peace of mind. So I gotta grab my peace. It's the return of the gangster, gangster. Them niggas that don't let blow, that run up in your crib, which contains your lady and an 8-month-old child to raise. But you true blue by this music, but they do not wanna hear, because they'd rather be bouncing and shooting and killing and bouncing and shit. Get down. Return of the gangster, gangster. Them niggas that think y'all soft and say y'all be gospel rapping, but they be steady clapping when you talk about bitches and switches and hoes and clothes and weed. Let's talk about time traveling, rhyme javelin, something mind unraveling. Get down. Return of the gangster, gangster. Them niggas that got them kids, they got enough to buy out, but not enough to bounce them kids to the door, to the ball, so they grow up in the dark, never seeing light, so they end up being like your star ass, robbing niggas and broad ass. They like, get down. Return of the gangster, gangster. The niggas who get the wrong impression of expression, then the question is big, well, what's up with Andre? Is he in the coat? Is he gon' drug? Is he gay? When y'all gon' break up? When y'all gon' wake up? Nigga, I'm feeling better than ever. What's wrong with you? You get down.
Player just wanna kick back with my gators off and watch my little girl blow bubbles. But still ready to rhyme, standing my grind, never back down, willing to rob, steal, and kill anything that threatens mine. For good luck, couldn't be bought, see. Plenty of fights had to be fought, G. For a nigga to ride these bowls, oh, so close to the sidewalk, to be golfed at. Watch your side, my nigga, cause we got that. The first nigga to bump is gonna be the first nigga we at that. Don't want that, but it comes though. Most of the time when you don't know, sticking together like flour and water to make that slow dough. Work for everything we have ain't gon' stick up for each other like we brothers from another mother. Kinda like Mel Gibson and Danny Glover, strictly for the caddy lover. And never the nuts hugging his pump, motherfucker. Yeah, quit spreading them rumors. We in Club Nouveau. Know that. Yeah.
Revelation chapter 7, verses 16 and 17. Yes, sir. They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Yes, it's been a year for Don Napoleon on Blog Talk Radio. She has made you laugh. She has made you cry. She has dissed you. She even pissed you off. She has motivated you. She has inspired you. She has shared her personal experiences with you. She has told you the truth. She has loved you and helped you all for 2 hours a day, 7 days a week. Please welcome the woman of the hour, Dawn Napoleon.
Everybody,
Don Napoleon.
Thank you so much for coming back. What would I do without you?
This has been a beautiful day. Is that Don? Is that Don? Oh my God, that's her.
Money over everything.
I never sign. take my shit to the cleaner. Your pockets be on the ground, but I got that Aquafina. Make it rain on the hater, baby, call me Mother Nature. They say that I'm overrated, can't cook my food, get catered. Put me in my seat, this hard street, freezing, never flushing. Meets up in my closet, bitch, I do this shit, yeah.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
There's your truth, my truth, and the truth. People say one thing and do another. We call them hypocrites. This is Queenie Fama, the truth terror. And that's what I look for. I look for the truth. Join me on Sundays on Blog Talk Radio at 6 p.m. That's Blog Talk Radio at www.blogtalkradio.com/Queen-Ifama. I look forward to seeing you 6 p.m. on Sundays. Come join me. Let's get down to the butt naked truth. Hotep, everybody.
I just want to tell the truth. The truth. The truth.
Where she at? Where she at?
You seen her?
Where she at?
What she say?
You can find me, Dolly Ali, every Thursday, 1 minute past 11:59 p.m. on Left Flank, right here on Blog Talk Radio. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/LEFTBLANK.
Yo, what up, man? It's your boy Joe Johnson from Atlanta, Hawks. I'm chilling with Dawn Nicole Young and TheHeat.com. Holla at your boy. Later.
What it do, y'all? It's the girl Rashida. You know I'm holding it down for Dawn Nicole Young.
This is your boy Burston, is chilling right here with Don Nicoleone for IndieHeat.com. Make sure you check it out. Keep it locked and loaded. Yeah.
Yo, what up, y'all? It's Jermaine Dupri. You're watching IndieHeat.com with my homegirl Don Nicoleone. You heard? Yeah.
Oh, this is KC Gift, and I'm chilling with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicoleone.
Oh, B-Banger, you're watching IndieHeat.com with Don Nicoleone.
What's up? This is Derek J with IndieHeat.com, Don Nicoleone.
Ladies and gentlemen, you're now tuning in to the very best. I'm yours truly, Jazzy Finzel Burgundy, Obama Luther King Jr., Jetson 5 the first, and you watching IndieHeat.com. Hey, therefore I'll never be deprived of a famous name, will I? Oh boy!
Yo, this Jagged Edge, we putting it down with IndieHeat.com. Keep it locked right there.
Hey, what up, y'all? It's your girl, Vivica Fox, and you are watching and listening to my girl on IndieHeat.com, Don Corleone.
You're tuning into IndieHeat.com. This is Princess saying peace and love and dream. Keep dreaming. Dream big.
Shoot. Man, I told you, IndieHeat. Don Corleone.
WGAG Radio, baby. Blog Talk, Don Nicoleone Show. Please believe it.
You already know. That's star power, man. You know, only...
We so ATL,
we so ATL, man, right now. You know what I mean? You figure, deal me.
All Eyes on Egypt presents Friday's Rameses Social Night, a private affair. Enjoy a night of networking in an exclusive, intimate atmosphere. Get to know some of the most successful and dynamic group of leaders, business owners, entrepreneurs, presidents, and CEOs. Be amongst the most progressive, successful movers and shakers in NUA. Cocktails start at 9 p.m. at All Eyes on Egypt, 145 South Warren Street, Monticello, Georgia, 31064. You must RSVP to attend at rsvp.rsm@gmail.com.
Are you tired of paying broadcast stations for a 30-second advertisement that costs the amount of our car payment? I don't know about you, but I am. They got you on the corner of Dubas Street and can't get it right. I advertise with Georgia Gossip Radio. I had so much traffic coming to my website, I thought it was rush hour. Next time, advertise with George.
Hi, this is Mitch Henry, introducing to you the most exciting news for all you independent artists, musicians, and even authors. We are IndieHeat.com, and we want to make your dreams and ambitions a reality. Start submitting your material now to IndieHeat.com before everyone knows about this limited time offer. Your submissions are half off. That's right, half off the regular price. So pick up the phone and call us now. Start making money on your material. You deserve it. At IndieHeat.com, you're just a click away from a hit.
I'm out in the street.
Yo, get ready for the hardest mixtape of the year. David Blaine, R&B, straight drop, brought to you by Trapaholic Update. This mixtape features Waka Flocka, Gucci Mane,
Okay the Juice Man,
Kai, Jack Moon, 50, 20 Gimp, Sigurd Dane, and more. Be on the lookout for On Fire. Get to the paper. Believe it.
Like the best to ever do it. Them other ones work it, but they ain't getting into it. You got them heels on, laced up and juicy, mixed up fingernails. Let me see if you can bop, bop, bounce to the beat. You see me in a white tux, but I keep it street. You want me to spin, but no problem for me. But what kind of head game comes with what I call?
Has returned with a show that's on fire, with hot topics and real answers to life's questions, and providing healing for your soul. It's the all-new Donna Coleon Show, podcasting live weekdays at noon Eastern Standard Time on WGNSG.
I just had to rest. Welcome, everybody, to the Don Nicolion Show. You already know it's over the hot day. Good Lord, Jesus. Thank y'all so much for tuning in. You know we get things popping at 12 noon Eastern Standard Time on blogtalkradio.com, WGAG-radio. Georgia Gossip, please believe it, IndieHeat.com. I am your host, Don Nicolion. Yeah. Man, I just want to give a special shout-out to everybody who actually tuned in on time today, goddammit. Y'all, Lord Jesus, thank y'all so much. Lord Jesus, special shout-out to all the VIP chatters in the chat room. Y'all already know, man, I love to see each and every one of y'all. There's just something about y'all, man, that just make my day. Big up to you know what I'm saying? And, you know, a special shout-out to the one and only. Uh-oh, wait, I ain't even did this shit yet. Give me a minute. A special shout-out to the one and only J. Real from the J. Real Show. Please, please. You know what I'm saying? That's somebody that's cool with me. You feel me? A real person in attendance on the Don Nicolion Show, another host, you know what I'm saying, doing their own thing. Big ups to all the BTR hosts on the planet, you know what I'm saying, all of them, every last one of them, even the white women that got their shows where they just talk about coupon clippings and shit. Big ups to you. You know what I'm saying? Big ups to those that sit there and be talking about their little dog and shit. Big ups to the Nicki Minaj fan club on Blog Talk Radio, you feel? You know what I'm saying? Big ups to everybody who got a Blog Talk Radio show, and a special big out to all of those big ups and shout-outs to all of those that's actually on what Dr. Mutwa call it, the welfare plan, the 30-minute BTR show. Big ups to all y'all. J. Real got that 30-minute goddamn welfare plan. He on that, J. Real on that Section 8 BTR, BTR giveaway Section 8 voucher. Yes, indeed, and big ups to everybody that's stalking Don Nicolion, goddammit. I love you all. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. And big ups to all the motherfuckers that push one on their keypad and then tell me they just fucking listen. Big ups to you. Tell me, I'm talking about you lying, young girl. Go ahead and floss, boy. Talk about your premium package on this motherfucker. Yeah. All right, this is the Don Nicolion Show. This is one of the days where anything comes out of my god dog on mouth. Please believe it. So now what? Alright. Now, that's enough. Let's get down to the nitty-gritty. I just want to thank everybody for real for tuning in to the Don DeColeon show, for real. I love every last one of y'all, for real. I'm telling you, man, if nobody loves you, know that Don DeColeon loves you, all right? Know that I do. I swear to the sun that I love you. All right, now, you know, I did come figures some news stuff, but I only want to read one thing about the news, just one thing, if I may share this one thing about the news, because today this topic is basically what most concerns you, and if you had a moment to get it off your goddamn chest, just get it off your chest, or if you had a moment to just ask a question, just get it out, something that puzzles you or concerns you, that maybe that we can actually help. And we, meaning everybody that's in attendance, because there's so many intellectual human beings that actually listen to the Don DeColeon show, and I'm for real about that shit. And I thank everybody that be participating that's intellectual. I mean, that comes with hardcore facts. You know what I'm saying? I really appreciate love your intellect. Thank you so much. I ain't gonna lie, I'm real serious. Like, I'm not fucking bullshitting. I don't get goddamn paid to tell y'all I love y'all and thank y'all. I'm not Oprah, you feel me? I'm not getting paid for this shit. I just fucking love you for free. Big up to that shit. I swear to God, and I will continue to love you motherfuckers for free. Yes, 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 I love you! Yes! Okay. Okay, let me stop. What the hell I got into me today? Let me read this news real quick, though. This is the most crazy shit, because if anybody know what's going on right now, like, if you don't, you know, Girl Scout cookies are, like, in. And, I mean, my daughter's selling them motherfuckers like dope. I bullshit you not. I just got to put that on record. I'm so proud of her. Because then I tell y'all, like, earlier last week or a couple of days ago, I don't even fucking remember the days from the hours or the weeks from the months or the months from the years, but didn't I tell y'all, like, last week or sometime that my daughter was having a conversation with a bunch of other, you know, girls who just happened to be Caucasian. And one of them was talking about, you know, how they mama sold they cookies for them and shit. And then my daughter say, I wish my mama fucking sell my cookies. See, fuck that. I'm a black woman. I'm a black mother. I'll teach you entrepreneurship. I ain't going to go sell your shit for you. You feel me? I don't do no shit like that. And anybody think that Don DeColeon will sell anything for your motherfucking ass, you got me fucked up. I'll teach you how to get out there and make that motherfucking money, but you ain't finna pimp the shit out of me, you or Girl Scout of a motherfucking America. That's y'all's choice to sell some goddamn cookies, then sell the goddamn cookies. You understand? Leave me the fuck out the shit. You figure them. But my daughter, I'm so proud of her because she lets me know she's a natural born entrepreneur. Do you understand what the fuck that means when your goddamn phone rings all during the time where we're having family hour? We having family hour. Yeah, yeah, we have family hour at my goddamn house. You feel me? Yes, we do. We have 4 hours of family hour. And guess what we be doing? Guess what it is? Playing goddamn Xbox. That's our shit. That's what the fuck we do together as a family, you know what I'm saying? So it feels good, you know what I'm saying? Playing Xbox and shit, all 6 of our ass, because we got about 6 remotes and shit. We playing goddamn Xbox, and my daughter's cell phone rings, and she get the phone, and she's trying to fight me on the goddamn game and saying, how much you need? What kind? Shit, I got about goddamn 3 more boxes of Dosey-Dos. What, you need some tag-alongs too? All right, cool. All right, I'll drop them off. All right, not a problem. I'm like, man, and it just hit me. Because my daughter been goddamn pimping the shit out of these cookies lately, right? But when she did it this last time, I said, damn, Tiara, you selling them cookies like dope, girl. I love it. I love it, man. I mean, her phone rings like all times of the goddamn night and shit. The bitch waking up like, hello? Yeah. Yeah, I got about 6 boxes of s'mores left. Yeah. All right, got you. All right, I'll bring it to school in the morning. Yeah, don't worry about it. All right, good night. Bye. That shit is powerful. God damn, boy. She pipping the hell out them Girl Scouts. out cooking. So I'm proud of my daughter. I'm proud of her, even though she wanted me to be what is considered a good mother and sell her goddamn cookies for her. But see, I'm the type of motherfucker, this is what I do. I'm the type of motherfucker, I'm not going to fucking feed you. I'm going to teach you how to feed your motherfucking self. You understand what I'm saying? I'm Jesus, motherfucker. I'm going to teach your ass how to fish. I'm going to tell you to cast your net on that side of the motherfucking lake, nigga, while I sit back and read the goddamn paper and smoke a goddamn cigar while you out there fishing. You understand? I ain't got time to be doing that shit. Big up to all the motherfuckers that really apply that type of shit. I don't do shit for no motherfucking body. All right? Now, what up, Huey? That's my nigga. I like Huey. Something about that goddamn name, Huey. All right, so anyway, on the flip side of Blackville, in regards to Girl Scout cookies, I just figured I'll just share this with you. Grown-ass women are fighting over Girl Scout cookies. Police say a brawl between roommates over Girl Scout cookies led to assault charges against one of them. According to the Naples Daily News, the Collier County Sheriff's Office reports that, check the age, 31-year-old Hersha Howard woke up her roommate early Sunday and accused her of eating her Thin Mints. They argued, and deputies say that it turned physical with Howard chasing her roommate with scissors and hitting her repeatedly with a board and then a sign. Police says roommate's husband tried husband. Roommates with a husband come? This is some polygamy shit. Police say the roommate's husband tried to separate them. The roommate says she gave the cookies to Howard's children. Howard is charged with aggravated battery with a deadly weapon and aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. She was released Monday on a $10,000 bond. The end. I have more news if y'all like for me to discuss it, but who gives a fuck? I just had to share that shit like, God damn. Like, are you fucking serious? Bitch will cut your throat over that Girl Scout cookies. Meanwhile, my daughter is the king goddamn pen of motherfucking Girl Scout cookies right now, man. She's doing it big. She might just get that motherfucking bag. I mean, I'm so proud of my baby, man. Y'all don't understand. Like, who would think that a bitch would kill your ass over a pair of motherfucker, a box of goddamn Thin Mints? Goddamn. And honestly, I hate. Oh, my God. Lord Abba. Oh, my God. Islam, Lord Abba. Man, thank you so much for tuning in, man. This is such a pleasure today. I mean, honestly. And I'm glad you are tuned in to the Donna Coleon Show, Morris Science Radio. Y'all please give it up for the one and only Lord Abba in the building. I think it's so important. Like, man, what today is, man, this is supposed to be the gathering of the gods today. It got to be. Yes, Lord Jesus, the God that enters the building. Assalamu alaikum. Arakumdullah. Rabarakata. Alhamdulillah, Rabbi Alameen. All right. I'm so glad you're here, though, for real, because if you have a moment, seriously, I mean, we need help. This is the topic today. Lord Abba, Morris Science Radio, and it's, again, it's such an honor. I swear it is. It feels like God has entered the building, okay? I'm your number one groupie. But listen, the topic today is basically what concerns you the most. You understand? You know, but here's the thing, though, my thing, and I would love for you to call in because I'm so tired of bootleg Moors leading people astray. And I know for a fact that you, my brother, have the right answers. I know for a fact you do, because I'm tired of, man, I'm serious, man. They leading these motherfuckers astray just because they got the name Bay and L, and they, you know a little bit of that straw man lingo and UCC and, you know what I'm saying, and fictitious name and all that shit and give back your slave name and purchase your real name and all that fucking shit and still lead a person no fucking well. And I said this shit on my show, which is actually the first time I met the one and only Left Blank. That's right. Jolly, that's the first time I met Jolly. She called on my show because we really were saying, nigga, we need the Morris Science Temple to assist us because y'all niggas know jurisdiction. Y'all know the law. And I think it's important to deal with y'all. I won't deal with no bootleg Morrisons motherfucker unless they come from y'all temple. You understand? I swear that's all I want to deal with when it comes to this, how to actually get your sovereignty and come together and get our shit together. You feel me? I need you off the rip. I want you to goddamn call in, basically, and help us, you know, help us with some unanswered questions. You know what I'm saying? Because nobody is able to answer, especially none of my questions. You know what I'm saying? And when I ask a question, such as yesterday, you know what I'm saying, you know, people who say they profound in this shit, when I ask them the question, you know what they told me? You know what they fucking told me? I need to come out to one of their classes in East Point, Georgia. Mind you, this is on fucking Blog Talk. Like, are you fucking... Bitch, this the goddamn internet, hoe. Like, what the fuck make you think that a motherfucker is going to catch a motherfucking Greyhound or fly a motherfucking Amtrak to East Point, Georgia, you know, help us the fuck out? And mind you, the girl said that she got a Blog Talk show and she talk about it all the goddamn time, but you want me to show up to East Point, Georgia? Bitch, you done lost your motherfucking mind. What you talking about, Queen? Okay, when Don go on about something, it's time to look into it. So I favored this show just to check it out. You favor what show, Queen? What show did you favor? Oh, I see you. I see you right now. All right, that's perfect. Lord Jesus. Okay, because we got other people, too, that wants to talk about something. But let's bring, y'all please put your souls together for the one and only Morris Science Radio. Lord Abba, please welcome to the Don Cody Show. Excuse me, Islam, brother.
Islam, sister. How you doing?
Ah, man, I feel a lot better now that I have you with me, man. You know how many times I've talked about you on my show.
Oh, thank you, honored. You make me feel real special. I'm sitting over here cheesing. I'm like, wow.
Well, I'm good at that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, you know, the devil knows how to flatter. But again, though, but thank you. Just to take out a little moment of your time. And anybody have any questions, because y'all know that this has been on us for a while to actually get the record set straight in regards to jurisdiction or sovereign, and what will it take? And I've always said that you would know. I swear to God, I always said that you would know.
Well, let me,
so,
oh, go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Open us
no,
up.
I was just going to say this. Look, one of the things that a lot of people are neglecting to realize is this one essential point, and that's in March of 1928, at the Conference of the Americas, Noble Drew Ali went to make us a nation. He actually received the mandate to make us a nation on this land. The only thing the people have to do is just go back, do some research. Hit me up on Facebook. My Gmail is lordabba@gmail.com. I'll show you.
Give it to us real quick. Say it. Say your email address so that people can catch it.
Lord Abba, lordabba@gmail.com.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like, just hit me up, you know, because a lot of people have been misinformed. You have so many different Moorish subvert groups that have strayed away from what Noble Drew Ali brought simply because they had no understanding of it. And they didn't dig deep enough, so they chose to follow other men like CM Bay. So now you have all of these different Moorish groups popping up, springing up, selling you fake packages, telling you that you could just file a paper in the court, you know, in the county clerk's office, and that's going to be it, and it's going to wipe.
Right.
You know what? That's BS. And the people need to cut it out. And when you go back and look at what Noble Drew Ali did for our people, you'll understand that he truly made us a nation. Now, we have to take into consideration that the times was the 1920s. Our people can barely read then. And the ones that could read and write were standing up in front of his face trying to take his position. So he snatched all the power from them and said, I am not here for you. I am here for your children and your unborn generations. He said the third and fourth generations will see the good of my work. Sister, we're in the third and the fourth generation right now.
Mm-hmm.
From that time period, and we are starting to see the good of his works. Now, and of course, many of us have been, you know, walked through so many different schools of thought, like Nuwapu, you know what I mean, where, like the Nation of Islam, where we just developed the ideology and we clung to it. And that kind of convoluted our thought processes. So now that we get into today's time and we're thinking about sovereignty, when the Prophet already made us a sovereign, but of course the Europeans are not going to reveal the records. We have to go reveal them find them out for ourselves. And I just want to say that, you know, we have a team right now that's actually pulling the records. You know, we're gathering right now. We're doing the show later on tonight on Morris Science Radio, you know, where we as the new Moors are stepping up and stepping in, and we're going to need you all. You know, we're going to need you all to come in. You know, I can't shake a person's ideology, but if you want to build up a nation for real and you want to talk about real sovereignty and how acts of state work, then you need to come, you know, come build with the Morris Science Temple of America. I guarantee you this ain't your father's Morris Science Temple of America, because Nobu Drew Ali said that new Moors would come in eyes wide open, seeing and knowing, and for the most part, that's us right now. That's why we walked through these schools. You know, that's why we went through all Nation of Islam, Father Center, Nuwapu, Hebrew Israelite, so that our eyes could be open. We'll know how to research and look for things. So them people.
You know what? I actually found out that he actually Nobu Drew Ali did get sovereign, and it's through his Native American side.
That's not true, sister. Nobody
I'm serious. If you call the BIA, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and you'll see the Morris Science Temple there on record Native Americans.
Well, see, I wouldn't doubt that, but that's not how he made us as a nation sovereign. He was born on an Indian reservation. He made us a sovereign nation at the Conference of the Americas.
Yeah, because you can actually be sovereign under your chief, and that's the way. That's how you get recognized, in a sense, as sovereign, because you have a chief.
Well, that's
I mean, I'm telling you, go invest it, go look at it, and you'll see.
You know,
you'll start to see
that
side of the Native American. If you're looking to be sovereign here in America, or you're looking for a sovereign in Morocco, that's a little bit different. Over here, he's sovereign y'all as Native Americans. Or us as not y'all. I don't want to take myself out of it. Us as Native Americans.
Yeah, well, that's something that I would definitely, you know, myself personally look deeper into. But from I know for a surety is that he made us a nation of Moorish Americans. He barely mentioned his Cherokee side. Matter of fact, I don't think he ever mentioned his Cherokee side, and not in any of the documentation that I have.
Right,
so
that's probably
like,
a fake left go right that he did on the so-called, you know, infiltrated.
I mean, but when you look at the Native American tribes, all of their power comes from treaties made with the United States, and where the sons of Europe, they dictated the treaty, so it wouldn't have made no sense to bring us back under the control that he sought to break us from up under.
But so did the Moors did too, right? They did treaties.
Yeah, the Moors did do treaties. The treaty, see, and that's another thing that a lot of people don't know, is that a lot of different lands were being colonized. Islamic lands were being colonized as well. And, you know, there was the tolerance clause in the Islamic lands. And this was indeed the dominions of Morocco. So we have to ask ourselves this one essential question. Why did the sons of Europe take $20,000 from out of their treasury, and this is on their congressional records and the statutes at large, travel all the way to Morocco to seek recognition from the King of Morocco to separate themselves from the British Empire and King George. So, you know, this proves that this was indeed the dominions of Morocco, but what a lot of people don't know is that the Sultan Sidi Muhammad III at that time gave them a land grant. It wasn't a treaty. And, you know, if any time you want me to come back on and break all this stuff down, I will.
Give us give us the history of it. We just, I'll tell you what I am. how I like to do it. I just like to go from where we at now and how can we get to where we're going.
I mean, it's, if you asking me, sister, I'm going to give you my honest opinion.
Okay.
And my honest opinion after being through all that I went through, you know, I'm seeing the people in your chat right now talk about
Don't pay attention to, please, whatever you do, never pay attention to the chat room while you're on the show, because that shit ain't gonna live.
You know, they said, yo, last year he was this, last year he was that, you know, yeah.
It don't
that's
matter.
The truth.
I mean,
you know,
we wear many hats. We
yeah,
are gods. We wear many hats.
And
go
in
ahead.
That, in my travel, sister, the one thing that I seen was that there was nothing greater than this Moorish degree to build us up as a people, to build us up as a nation. The prophet said, I gave you everything it takes to save a nation. Now take it and save yourself. So to answer your question directly, I believe, you know, and I have to say believe, you know, when I'm speaking for everybody else, that the best way that our salvation will come as a nation of people is through the Morris Science Temple of America. Now, some will disagree with that, and that's why I said I believe, you know,
mm-hmm.
but it's right. what's established to administer the nation that Noble Drew Ali, you know, established for us, and a lot of revelations are going to start coming out over the next couple of weeks because we are, you know, we are making some headway, and, you know, we're just doing some things on our end, you know, to show everybody. So
okay. So okay, let's do it this way. Okay, how many people does it take to actually have a nation?
I mean, the nation was already established. The mandate was already given. Check out one of the things Noble Drew Ali said. He said, "I have the government, I just don't have the people." So in essence, it takes all of us. It takes
all of us.
I
mean, what would be all of us though, because we're scattered all over the world.
I mean, On this particular land, you know, I can speak for us here because
okay.
I know we're scattered, but like right here is where the core of, you know, root of our problem lies.
Right.
And it's
so how
bound
many
up
does it take? So how, what would you say? What, 3, 4, 6 million, 10 million?
Nah,
what?
Not that many.
Okay.
It takes,
how many?
It takes 7 people.
7.
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have 7 people?
No, definitely. We have way more than that.
Okay,
you know?
So if it takes 7, then what would be the next step? Like, what is the 7 waiting on?
Oh, no, we're making our moves now, sister. Like,
okay.
We had to go back and deconstruct everything because that's the only way you're going to figure things out is if you break it down to its very last compound. And now
right.
we are just rebuilding the structure up. So it takes people, you know, having the knowledge of business. When these presidents and these politicians come on the scene, they're for the most part businessmen. They're for the most part lawyers. They have business acumen. They have law prowess, you know, and this is some of the things that we're going to be implementing on our end so that our people can have a proper idea of what civics is. And when we're dealing with civics, we're dealing with society, and ignorance of the law does not excuse. And this is why so many people have been jerked over the years with fake paperwork. I know I have been jerked, so I can speak from my own experience. And I seen that show, what Noble Drew Ali brought for us is perfect. If we can put aside our ideology for a minute, you know, and say, yo, will this benefit us as a people? Forget, yo, if Anu or
right,
you know,
right. And you know what I think the issue is, you know, because that's a great question. I think people do ask that question. Will this benefit us as a people, regardless of what this is? Like the Nuwabians would say, the Nuwabian is the way, and then somebody would say, well, would this benefit us as a people? And
right.
and they would say yes, but we're still in the same state we're in.
That's
we
right.
still have to be, and, you know, our children are still property, state property, soon because we got the birth certificate
that's
giving
right.
them the right to take
that's
our babies.
Right.
So
that's
I'm saying
right.
that is a good question, and everybody has the right to ask that, but we're not getting the right answer.
Look, I'm personally.
We're getting a lot of rhetoric and runarounds. Like, it got to be a 1, 2, 3, 4-step process. Everybody wants to give us a history lesson or a whole bunch of rhetoric and not, this is what we need to do.
Definitely. And that's why I said we had to deconstruct.
Right.
Abu Ali said, don't throw away your name. You're going to get paid through it. So we have to figure
right.
out, all right, what exactly? There was no, you know, he was, you know, just showing to prove, proving that he was a prophet. He's like, what did he mean by that? You know, so now we start to talk about the birth certificate and we start to talk about the Social Security card where we know that these are negotiable instruments and they
right.
are used to bound us. Now,
right, so how do we negotiate that, though?
Now,
that's
look,
what we need to find out.
Well, number one, we needed just the raw proof. And no, one of the things that Noble Drew Ali said was turn on your radio and read your newspapers. You know, the TV wasn't as popular then in the 20s. He said, because I'm going to make the European tell the truth. Just last year on YouTube, Congressman Stephen King, the congressman, stood on the House floor and said, that baby, when he's born and his footprints get stamped on that birth certificate, owes Uncle Sam $44,000. And anybody can YouTube this. So now we have empirical evidence that the birth certificate is indeed a negotiable instrument. This is what
right.
binds us. So now we need to learn, how do you ratify this document? And what
right.
entity do you have
and
in
place? And have we learned that yet? How do we ratify
it? Sister, I'm putting
what's
that
remedy?
Together personally. Myself, I did a note on my Facebook page. If you go in my notes, it's the second note when you click on my notes and of where I'm touching on that because I just want to let the people know that, you know, I'm doing this for us. And when I get it, we're all going to get it. And not just me because I have a whole team. And for the most
okay.
part, my team consists of true professionals. So, you know, it's like,
I got some hands up. You want to take a few questions
oh,
or call us if you don't mind? I mean,
definitely. I don't mind.
Thank you. Okay, so much. Thank you for your patience.
Mm-hmm.
404-645, caller, you're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, greetings.
Oh, greetings.
How you
hello?
Doing? Hey, greetings. Hey, this is Brother Stephen Biko here in Atlanta. I want to say peace to you. And Islam to Brother Lord Abba.
Islam,
well, certainly
brother.
Islam, my brother, and peace to you as well. Thank you for coming on with us, man. What you got for us?
Well, I mean, I'm vibing with what the brother is bringing. And I just really wanted to kind of reinforce what he was saying because a lot of times when we talk about nation building and sovereignty,
mm-hmm.
We don't even, as citizens here in America, don't really understand what it is to be a citizen of the United States, what our rights are, and what our duty and responsibility is to our nation, because we don't really feel a connection to the nation.
Okay.
We just have a connection to the environments in which we have come up in.
Right.
And so if that's all you know, then it's all you're going to show. And so as the brother is saying, we first have to be taught a proper knowledge of ourselves, our history, our culture, other people, and then the time and what must be done. See, there's a particular time
right,
that
but
we're
have
living
enough
in
of us have been taught this already?
I
so
mean,
is it now time for us to move forward
time,
and get
sis,
down to business?
We are getting taught, and we're being assaulted at the same time. So every...
I'm sorry,
I couldn't hear you. Say it again.
Okay, what I'm saying is, yes, we're teaching each other, and there have been hundreds and thousands and millions of our people who have been positively impacted by
mm-hmm.
the idea and the work of nation building through
right.
Noble Drew Ali, through Marcus Garvey, through Elijah Muhammad, in particular. These are three great ones over the last 100 years that we know did a work and had a following and actually saw, you know what I'm saying, the results of that work. And
mm-hmm.
so we had enemies working against us at the same time. And so we
right.
keep
looking but where
at
do
ourselves
we go
trying
now?
To figure
because
out why
we,
we're not advancing.
Yeah. Yeah, that's my question because...
But we got a leash on us.
And who? Where's the leash at?
The leash is from those who are in control, whether we know who they are or not. Obviously,
okay,
there's
see, the
something
only,
that's holding
the,
us back
thing.
From really accessing what it is
thing.
That we're supposed to.
Right, I understand all of that, but here's the only thing that I'm concerned with, okay? And let's just say, and I know for a fact, that there are so many of us who already have the knowledge of self but just ain't figured this the next step out. And I know for a fact that if, in fact, the Morris Science Temple of America has the next step. Can we just get to the next step and not go back and talk history and what happened in 1953? Can we just go forward and let's start to reclaim and get our shit back?
All right. But let's move forward.
I mean, can I jump in right quick?
All of us.
Yes,
go
of course
ahead.
You can.
Yeah, you know, I just want to say that we're our own leash. We're our own leash. Now, we have to take this into consideration. The conscious community really represents, 0.0001% of our people. And we're not just talking our people. We're talking about our so-called Hispanic and Latin brothers and sisters as well. Because
right.
that is a part of our nation. So if we're talking to each other, then we are defeating the purpose of nation building. And this is one of the things that we're organizing from a grassroots level. And this is why, we're going into the hoods. Like, we're going into the projects, the traps of Atlanta. We go in our Moorish Quran, whether people, believe in Jesus or all that or not, it's not the issue. And I just want to get this off right quick. In our Moorish Quran, there was a feast where, and Jesus, Prophet Jesus, came to the feast. And instead of sitting with the learned men and the priests, he went and sat with the thieves and the courtesans, a.k.a. the thugs, the gangsters,
right,
the hoes.
Right, right. We know all of that. That's all of us here today.
Now, we got to think, right, that those people represent the majority because, let us use common sense here. We're talking in circles, but I can go walk through my old neighborhood right now, and they're talking in their own circles, drugs, hood politics, chickens, who they smutted last night, such and such, and so forth. And they're not growing. They're just repeating the cycle and passing it along
right.
to their children. So it's now time for us to go out and spread what nationhood truly is. It has to
okay,
start
Okay, so what
in the
nationhood
mind.
Is then? Because, listen, all I want to do is get to B. For those that are not ready for A, let's just move on to B because people will get they will come along later. But for those that are ready, can we just move on? Like, you don't understand. A bitch like me is so fucking ready to make some goddamn shit happen, but I'm not getting, the steps. I'm not getting the steps. Y'all taking me back again to some neighborhood and some goddamn ghetto of people who don't know. They have to get it later. They have to get this shit later. And there is another thing. Because if it is about nation building and not the Morris Science Temple, not the Nubian Nation, not Christians or Islam or any of that, not even Hare Krishna or whatever the Latinos and them motherfuckers like, if it's just about getting our sovereignty, can we just teach on that? Can we just figure out the proper steps to get there?
Definitely, but if I can quickly add real quick, because I want to deal with a solution.
You can't separate history from law. The two are inseparable. So in order to teach the people about sovereignty, they have to learn that degree of law. And in that, they have to learn that degree of history. And this is when we move forward. We can't move forward ignorant of these things.
Okay, so let's assume that none of us, my listeners and myself, don't know that part of the degree of law. Give it to us right now so we'll know, and then we can move on to the next step, to be where I want to go.
Well,
you know what I'm saying? Like, give it to us, because, you right here, Lord. Help me out.
Listen, this is what we're doing, This is what we're doing. We're starting with 3-month civic courses for those that don't know.
Okay.
That's the best. We have those who do know. And they are the ones that are leading up this movement of new Moors, because that's what the prophet predicted, that new Moors would come in. And those that's underneath, they will get caught up by brothers like myself.
Because I only got a few minutes to do my show.
Okay.
And we probably have to do part 1, 2, 3, and 4 with you, Lord, because you can go on and on.
real quick, cause I want to let
y'all
know.
Okay, go ahead, sweetheart.
But I want to drop a solution on us real quick.
Mm-hmm.
first of all, those of us who know we got a show, we have to now organize the problem solvers, the people who are solution-oriented or who desire a real solution. So what I do is I now encourage our people to get actively involved on a regular basis in giving back to community, because you got to start where you are. And so all of our communities are in need of a greater level of our focus, input, and energy so that we can be more self-reliant, self-determined, and be an example to those coming behind us. So we ask all of our people to be down with community service every month by performing something called 10-10-50.
Mm-hmm.
It's a plan of action that unifies us around work, regardless of what we call ourselves or what we believe.
Right.
10-50, basically saying every month we're going to volunteer 10 hours of our time with some good work being done to uplift us as a people. The second 10 is said is we commit to donating a minimum of $10 each month to who we give our time to or to some good work. The 50 is asking us to transfer or redirect at a minimum $50 each month from our monthly budgets, money that we spend every month outside of our community, redirect at least $50 to a black-owned business and service provider, and then exercise the principle of Imani faith.
I'm very slow. Okay, so would we have to give, do we have to purchase something that's, you know, mount up to $50 at a black-owned business, or do we just give $50?
Well, what I would do is, let's look at it like this. Our sisters are getting their nails done on a regular basis, mostly by Asians, Koreans. Well, there's sisters in our community who do nails as well.
Okay, so we pay them $50 to get our nails done.
Next month, and I'm going to go and get my nails done over there.
Right, okay, I'm good with that. Okay, I'm clear.
Where I live, and I'm going to fill my tank up once a month over there.
I'm clear. Now, here's my question. What's that supposed to do? It's going to build us a revenue or economic system? Is that what it's supposed to do?
Basically, yes. What it's going to do, first of all, is systematize our unity. Because until we have a systematic process that builds and maintains our unity, unity is what it's all about. We can't do nothing that we're talking about, getting power, control, sovereignty, nation, until we come together as a people. And the only way we can perpetuate our unity is by the system designed to do just that. And so that's what 10-10-50 is a basic way for us to get actively involved and, one, giving back. You get back when you give back. Anybody who's ever given of themselves to a cause bigger than yourself, you feel good about what you did regardless of what was going on in your reality. So we want our people to give back. We want our people to donate to what they give to, because that's an investment in your time.
Okay, real quick. And I love what you're saying. I love what you're saying. Lord Abba, is this part of our structure now?
I mean, I like what the brother is talking about, and that's something that we're putting in place. You know, however, we're doing it through the temple, because it's better when it's organized. When it's just all over the place, then, you know, it's not, you know, it's just not, it's not going to grow the way you want it to grow, because our people have been talking about these same types of things for many, many years. And, you know, it was mainly successful when Garvey was on the scene, when the prophet was on the scene, and when Elijah was on the scene. But nowadays, where there's a lack of organization, then, you know, it's no, you know, and I'm not saying that what the brother is doing is not going to work, so please, I hope nobody does not misconstrue that. What we're doing.
Well, I would be like the disagreeable Smurf in regards to the nail thing. I don't like black women touching my nails because they suck at it. That's just me.
What,
you know what I'm saying? I mean, they are stars, but them damn Koreans, boy, they know how to motherfucking do some solar nails. Boy, they know how to lay down some solar nails. Real quick, though, I got to put. Let me put someone else on, and I think they want to add to this. Jolly, come on in. Your mic is open. Welcome to the show. So much for tuning in. Thank you.
Good afternoon, everyone. How you doing, Dad Nicole?
I'm great. How about yourself?
I'm well, thank you. Lord Abba, thank you for calling in so that, you know, you can answer our questions and, you know, maintaining patience. We appreciate it. So I'm glad to hear that you're taking suggestions, because I had a suggestion. So I've been hearing that your Social Security number is actually an account backed by $10 million, and that each person gets up to 10 cards, which is $100 million, right? So I feel like the Moors who have the information already should just go ahead and access their account, because that would be $100 million per Moor. That way, you can actually save your community and teach them the knowledge after they're not dying in the street. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, number one, we never knew the price of the, you know, the initial price that was placed on the birth certificate until last year when Congressman King, you know, brought it out. And that starts at $44,000. You know, when you start to get into knowledge of securities and bonds, you see that each state has what's called a rate per annum, like 7%, 14%, or, you know, what have you. So each year that that child, you know, turns a year older, then that bond also matures. So we actually really don't know what the value is of the Social Security card and the birth certificate. Now, it is truth that the Social Security card is like the debit card that draws from the account of which
That's
the
right.
birth certificate is, you
That's
know,
right.
the birth certificate is the bank, so to speak.
That's
it
right.
is the account. This is truth. This
right.
is actual fact. How
mm-hmm.
much, you know, that's, I think that's just a little theoretical. Now, there is a court process that must be done in order for this, you know, I hear what you're saying, and a lot of people, you know, they're starting to realize that this thing is real. But there is a whole process that needs to be done, and I'm personally working on that right now, you know,
okay,
because
so, but
we're going to
do it
right.
Okay, so this process will not be discussed until y'all know that it's right and exact.
Yeah, definitely, because there's no
okay.
need to feed people dreams because, I mean, I've seen over the last 2-3 years so many people come along and dupe people. It was this one guy, Pastor Tony. I mean, this guy.
I know Pastor Tony.
He caked up deceiving the people
Damn
into
sure
believing
did.
That they were going to go to the DTC and cash out their birth
That's
certificate.
That's right.
I mean, you know, it was
the
this,
deposit trust account.
That's
yes.
right. So it's like, you know, we're going to do it the right way. There's a lawful process. And when you look into the law of contracts or the law of negotiable instruments, and I suggest you, you know, all take this information. You can go to Google Books and find a book called The Law of Negotiable Instruments. It's an old book that still
right.
governs these, you know, rules today.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I have a question, and I don't mean to interrupt you because I absolutely was listening to you. But are there any Moors who are practicing lawyers in several states that are a part of your campus?
Not that I know of. You know.
Okay. Well, my next question is this. My next question is this. Are you all connected with lawyers who speak the same things but don't necessarily have the religious background that you have? Are you connected with these lawyers to help you push the legal aspect forward?
I'll say this. One of my partners, and he's the chairman and treasurer of the New Moors and the New Moorish Science Temple, he has several lawyers and several business professionals that he speaks with daily. They want to see what we can do first. And we have so many different people that are, you know, they're rejecting us. So you're not going to have people willing to just commit when there's no backing. People want to make sure that there's some type of backing or some type of support. Look at what the Tea Party did. They were just your sovereign citizen movement that figured out that none of that stuff that they were espousing was working. So what they did was form the Tea Party, and they started to endorse politicians and candidates. And look at them now. You see,
Lord,
our Abba, people.
Are you familiar with lawyers that do what you're saying that you seek to do? Do you actually know that there are lawyers out there that fight constitutional law?
Well, no.
Why
no,
do you think that people? Let me ask
know,
a question because
I don't
understand
lawyers.
This. Why do you? Can I ask
lawyers.
A question? If you can remember your answer to that, to Jolly real quick, but why do you think people reject it?
Why are they rejecting this?
Ideology. It's just purely, it's pure ideology. That's the only reason why
what
people
does that
reject
mean?
It. Like, if, all right, I'm going to give you an example because I was a Nuwapian for 3 years. Now, in Nuwapu, it is taught that the Canaanites were Europeans.
I ain't finna go toe to toe with you on that because
no,
they
wait,
are.
No, no, I just wanna give you an example. I wanna give you an example.
They are Canaanites. That's what the Canaanites are. They're the canine race.
But that's not true. That's not true. There
yes, it
no,
is. And we're not gonna
sister.
Do this. I wanna know about how to get the bees. This
no
is
doubt.
Why we can't get nowhere. I
but
wanna get the bees. And
you
wanna talk damn European shit. I mean, this is why. But go ahead. Get to the
but
point.
You asked me a question, but you essentially answered your question because nowhere.
I know.
Outside
but I'm a little bit
Bible.
Different with the ideology. I don't even give a fuck about whether or not the Caucasians was a goddamn Canaanite or fucking Moors. I don't give
but
a
you,
damn. I just want out this motherfucking system.
But you asked
so
me
I'm not
going to
debate
people,
with you on origins of the Canaanite race. I don't give a damn about them motherfuckers. I know they was grafted. I know they not us. So let's move on. Let's
question,
get this shit together. Let's get our goddamn land and our goddamn 40 acres and get the fuck on.
You asked me a question. You asked me why the people reject it in this ideology,
right.
And that's it.
So in other words, they want to debate, but they don't want to move to step B.
Pretty much, because they're going to say just what you said. No, the Canaanites
are
Canaanites.
Wait a minute,
Europeans.
Lord Abba, wait a minute.
Mm-hmm.
Are you talking about the lawyers? Because maybe it's you who has to negotiate your terms a little better. Because
they have
information. Wait, let me finish what I'm saying. They have a means to an end for you. Because what you're doing is y'all are being, excuse my language, jailhouse fucking lawyers. Like, y'all are teaching yourselves the law and then going on from there. You already have people who fight constitutional law. That's what the fuck they do. So if you align yourself with them, then you'll get somewhere. But if
then
you
align yourself with
Twitter,
a bunch of niggas that don't know shit, that want
to
debate philosophy.
Wait, let me just respond to the sister right quick, brother. That's it. I mean, sister, first of all, you would have to know exactly what I'm doing to make such a statement like that. I advocate that we bring in lawyers so that we can handle our business as the Morris Science Temple of America,
right.
Because a lawyer can only represent a fiction. Simple as that. It cannot really represent no flesh and blood living person. We advocate bringing in lawyers and aligning ourselves with those who know the law. So, I mean, you know, when you're making such a broad assumption, you know, you have to understand the person that you're talking to as well, because we don't espouse that, you know, we're going to go stand up in the courtroom by ourselves and do this and do that. No, we're going to hire those people who are licensed to speak in the fiction for other fictions, and those are your bar members. So, no, we don't advocate that.
Okay, so what is we to do? Because we got to get somewhere.
Yeah, let's get it done.
I mean,
that's why I'm saying, like, maybe change your approach.
Well,
come at them a little better.
Come to my site.
The people that he's talking about ain't even here right now. I want the fuck out. I don't give a fuck about them niggas that want to debate over Canaanites and Amorites and shit.
No, I'm
just
talking about
lawyers. Give me my meal ticket so I can cash it in.
Yes. Lawyers.
That's all I want.
Donna,
give me my meal ticket so I can take my goddamn four babies' birth certificates and say, y'all bitch niggas tricked me into signing my children over into fucking slavery, and I want to cash in this motherfucking bond and get my goddamn money. That's all I want. Mm-hmm. Maybe that's
Good
all
job.
I got to do is just go to their ass. Go to the Federal Reserve Bank, bring my motherfucking stock certificate, and just cash that shit in. Maybe it's just that motherfucking simple.
Like it's an ATM card. Yeah, I'd like to withdraw from my account.
Here's my bonds. Here's my stock certificate. I got six of them, goddamn.
But
and
you know,
bitches that had 8, 9, 10 babies, they're going to be rich than a motherfucker. I'll just be sitting pretty with maybe $4
million.
So I think we get more than that.
You know,
I mean, it got to be simple because the shit ain't that deep. If it was simple, here's the thing. If we really look, I'm just saying, if we really look, and I don't see, and it's interesting, but a lot of fathers are not really there at the time when they come to you while the baby is, after the baby is born in the hospital, and it looks just like the application or the little filling out sheet looks just like a stock bond that you would fill out at the bank. I swear to God, and all you're doing is signing. It looks just like a bond. a bond, you know, information to, you know, to get you a bond, get your shit, get your certificate, your CD or whatever. Looks just like that. Maybe it is just that simple. Why is motherfuckers trying to take us all around the motherfucking world or on a wild goose chase when, in fact, if as above, so below, as above, so below, as above was the hospital, so below is right underneath us. It's that simple. We just got to look fucking down. I don't think we have to go to the courts or none of that. We just go to the Federal Reserve. Go to the Department of Treasury where our original stock bond or birth certificate is held. And so I just want to cash my shit in and get my money, baby. Get my shit. Maybe because all this shit don't make sense. If everybody done filled out all this UCC filing, all this depository trust goddamn shit, and it still got us no fucking well, it got to be simple to just walk back to the same bank that issued you the fucking bond. It just made that simple. To me, it's just that goddamn simple, like, nigga, like you would do. Like, I got, like, 6,000 motherfucking bonds with me in my fucking safe. Like, all I got to do is walk with the whole bond, cash bonds, and take that motherfucker to the bank and get me some motherfucking bread with it. We know that the birth certificate is nothing more than a stock certificate that can be cashed in. Why would I go to the courthouse when they don't do shit but charge you?
Go to the stock exchange.
I should go and, you know, that's where they charge you at. That's why they charge people. We charge you with 8 counts of this. What they're doing is taking it out your motherfucking account. When they're using the word charges and shit, they're taking it out your fucking account. So what account are they withdrawing from? The Federal Reserve Bank. The United States Treasury Department.
Right.
Is there a goddamn thing? I don't think we need to spell out goddamn shit other than show 2 goddamn copies of identification and our foot. Since they got it on record, our footprint.
Yeah,
Here's my footprint.
God damn it,
make sure I'm the real motherfucking Nicole Body, bitch, nigga. I still got the same feet. God damn it. Give it here.
It's
got to be simple. Because everybody going around, and like Lord Abba said, for 3 years, I've been motherfucking watching this shit go on for 10 fucking years, and nobody got nowhere because the shit is fucking simple. Go to the bank that issued you the fucking certificate. Duh.
You know what? Maybe that's what the people during the time of Noble Drew Ali said, and that's why they fell out with him. And he was like, you know what? I'm not going to give you my goodies. You're going to have 4 generations later, and then you're going to get my goodies. Because they was like, maybe we just couldn't go to the bank and cash our shit in. No! We must learn and be thoughtful and deep.
First of all, okay, we got somebody. I don't know if it makes sense, but because I've been fucking with the Federal Reserve, and I'm going to tell you, we all know that the shit is legit. The shit is fucking real. But somebody in the chat room said, you can't cash it in, Don. It's for the bankers to cash it in. No, because the same way you walk in the bank and get you a bond, fill that shit out, put up whatever amount it takes to, you know, equivalent, and sit on that motherfucker, you can still cash it in. Ain't nothing deep about it. We know that the Federal Reserve Bank is a private institution that only deals with institutions. We know that. We understand that. In other words, you cannot withdraw out your own account. However, you can cash out your own account. I'm going to tell you how I know that shit is fucking real. The first time I walked into this cracker-ass bank, and it ain't but 2 in the state of Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Ain't but 2 banks in the state of Georgia in this bitch. I walked in that motherfucker, UCC, copyright trademark, authorized representative, my name in red ink. And that cracker said to me, we get this signature all the fucking time. But he wanted to ask me what the fuck I know about it. They honor shit if you know where to goddamn go. Niggas going to the courthouse filing UCC 207s and shit. That shit ain't going to do shit. You can't, you got to go like the same way where your money's at is where you go and withdraw it. That's common sense. It's just common sense. You're holding a stock certificate in your hand. Goddamn. What's so
prefer long, drawn-out steps. Go fill this out. Fill that out. Then send a copy of this. Then sign this page. Do it. Attach a financing statement to it. And then explain this. And do your goddamn private side with your public side. All that fucking stupid shit. It's been 10 motherfucking years, and niggas ain't figured out that you just walk in the bank with your stock certificate and cash that shit in. It's that simple. It, as above, so below. Does it not work with any other stock certificate unless somebody been lying to us the whole time that your stock certificate is not a stock certificate? Because nobody ever gave us the ABCD. You got to be tripping. ABCD, nigga, is you walk in, sit down with some motherfucking body, present two copies of identification, your charge card and your certificate. And your identification and your feet. As long as you got feet, I think you can motherfucking get your money. What you think? As long as you got your feet. Check the footprint, nigga. Check my footwork. If that's it, or they've been lying the whole time and none of this shit is fucking real. Hell yeah, I'm going to do it. Goddamn. Shit, fuck it. I done figured this shit out.
Ain't none of this.
Shit is simple. And if they say, oh, man, what the fuck is this? I'm saying, my fucking star certificate. Motherfucker, I want it back. I want my money. I'm here to cash that shit in. Shit. Then what? What do you think they're going to say? Man, that's your birth certificate? It's still a stock certificate. I don't give a fuck what it look like. I don't give a fuck what you say. It's a stock certificate. That motherfucker say, stop, goddammit. And here's my account. This is my account number with no dashes in that motherfucker, and I'm at the goddamn bank that got my money.
Let us know how it goes.
It gets too fucking easy, right? It's too simple. It's just too simple. Look at everybody in the chat room.
But what do you lose if you do that? Like, what if you lose if you go down there and you be like, I want to cash my shit out?
You don't know what you lose. You don't know what you gain if you never go down there.
What you gonna do? All they're going to do is tell you to get the fuck on. If it's not true, you get
the hell
on. Or
they tell you bring your ass on in.
Exactly.
Come on in, sweetheart.
Exactly. They have some Moscato waiting.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah, sweetheart.
Yeah. All right. You know, I'm feeling everything that we're saying, and I think that if we can look back and take what the government of America has said openly, regardless of what's legal or not, what they have said openly, we don't use that to hold them accountable. We just use that as more fuel for our fire to move forward. There were no slaves on the plantation trying to go to master to get permission to break out from the plantation. They decided that that's what they were going to do, and they did it.
No, some
now,
of them
world
buy their
of uncertainty
freedom.
That
some of them did buy their freedom.
Wait a minute, Charlie. Let me hear what he got to say.
No, it ain't about buying your freedom. You take your freedom.
I'm already goddamn free. I just want my money. You feel me?
Some
I just
of
want
them
my money. That's all the fuck I want. I want my goddamn money that was promised, motherfucker.
The
I want my shit.
Dropping like crazy. You don't want money.
What?
You want land, or you want mineral resources. You don't want money.
Why? What? I want money. Don't worry about minerals and resources. I want, if they offering money for my birth certificate, I'm cashing that bitch.
They can
in,
give me a whole bunch of slaves. God damn it, I'm still wealthy. I don't give a fuck. The same amount of people y'all fucking need for a nation, they just cash them niggas in and say they all yours, take them with you, I'll be straight. I don't give a fuck, but whatever it is, I want it.
We got to get it together. See, the Emancipation Proclamation, which was an executive order signed by Abraham Lincoln, you all should go and read the full text of that. It says that because we as people were in complete rebellion against the United States government, that they were going to give us our freedom. They gave us our
well,
freedom.
Well, here's the difference.
Now, we're supposed
here's,
to go
here's
for
where
our
I'm
freedom.
At with
we
all
decided
that
we wanted to be citizens, and we wanted to fight in the military, and we wanted to try to integrate. But the executive order says we are henceforth and forever free. So while we got a Social Security number, while we got a birth certificate, while we are...
Because it's an account number. It's already something that's set up. It's already something that's set up.
We wanted this.
But this is not just a black... We're not the only
thank
people...
Thank you, Jolly.
In fucking
it's not just
stars.
Us. It's everybody that's born in that institution that their mother signed a stock certificate in their name. I have a stock certificate in my name. My mother did that. And real talk, as above, so below, I put many stock certificates in my children's name, and not just birth certificates. What I'm talking about, all of that is cash, can be cashed in.
Yeah,
you know,
but
we do it anyway. For those that
ship?
Play the game, I mean, I get stocks in my children's name. For them when they get
where
older.
Is your
that's no different than what I'm
US
they didn't
citizenship.
Tell us. Here's the only thing. They didn't say to our mothers in the 70s, because I don't know anybody else that's over, you know, in their 30s or whatever, born in the 70s on the show right now. But they didn't say, listen, Miss Such and Such, we just want to let you know that we put money already to the side. This will be a stock certificate for you and your baby. Boo, 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 boo. You can blah, 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 blah at a certain given time. But I bet you 10 motherfucking nickels they said it to a few crackers.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you 10 nickels they said it to a few crackers. Because it was a few crackers that actually got a head up on authorized representatives. On a sign of your name that you are the authorized rep for that fictitious person. It was crackers that knew that they set up loopholes and everything mm-hmm. just for them. Mm-hmm. And if you find out how to maneuver or to use what they use to get ahead, then you straight. The same way they said all children must be immunized, yet they left the loophole only mm-hmm. for those that knew, and that is to get a waiver
mm-hmm.
from the health department.
Mm, well,
so a lot of women and men don't know that shit, that you can actually get a waiver, and they honor that fucking waiver.
Yeah. And I bet them crackers don't make their cracker children learn no damn 10-year history fucking lesson before they give them their fucking money. Like
I damn
black
sure
people,
don't.
Oh, my God. We got to fucking be taught a lesson before we even drink the water. It can be everlasting fucking life in the water. We got to goddamn go through the forest and up the hill and over the fucking rainbow and through the goddamn geyser and shit. Feel like we all
yeah, I mean, the shit is real simple.
Like
they ain't finna tell everybody. They saying there's a demand that you get your babies immunized. And meanwhile, I say, where you finna go? Get my baby. Nah, nigga, we get it. We got health waivers for us. Don't worry about it. And which I use health waivers, and my children are in the public school system with no immunization. So if you know, if you want to tell people what they don't know, I think this is something that they need to know.
Yeah, we got to take it to them, as Brother Lord Albert said. We got to take it to the streets. We got to get it to our people. We got to find them where they are. Some of our people don't like reading. Some of our people not even online right now. So we have to be, you know what I'm saying, visionary and the frontline person to say, if it's going to get done, I'm going to do it. And we got to see ourselves as Neo, the one. You know what I'm saying? We haven't seen it. We still waiting on some benevolent figure, some deity, some great explosion to happen in the sky instead of looking towards the God.
No, some complexity and not simplicity. We waiting on something so fucking complex that it's going to set us back another 100,000 years.
That's why I'm down with functional unity. It's our unity.
Oh,
it's an element. We got everything else we need. We got the skills, the talent, the intelligence, the education, the history, the background, the creativity, the genius, whatever you want to call. We got it.
Why do
so
we all have to do
together?
It together? Why can't some people just do it?
What's
and
wrong
everybody
with that?
Because
we're trying to be like them instead of accepting who we are. So we got to clearly define, you know what I'm saying, who's the enemy and who's the friend right now. And we got to create some parameter around our people. We can't fight the outside
you know
forces
what I found
and
out?
Against our forces.
You know what I found out through it all? People don't know nothing. Everybody don't know shit. And everything they think they know is not even motherfucking real. Because if it was real, it would be simple. Reality is simple. Illusions will have you on a fucking wild goose chase for the rest of your fucking life. And if we apply the same principle we do on a day-to-day basis when we go in banking institutions and all that type of shit, for those that do, because I do, that it works the same way. The same way. If, in fact, what everybody say, I'm just saying, if, in fact, your birth certificate is a stock certificate, if, in fact, that is it, and if, in fact, your Social Security card is an account number, you know what I'm saying, that is a routing that is connected to a Federal Reserve Bank, if, in fact, all that shit is true, then that's where you would go. if in fact it is true. And if it's not true, I'll come back and tell you. Because I'm going to tell you off the motherfucking rip, I'm going downtown Peachtree Street right now, 1000 Peachtree Street in Atlanta. And I'm walking my ass in that motherfucker looking like a black white bitch with my Louis briefcase, my Louis Vuittons, and my motherfucking Robert Cavalli shades and my long black jet blonde wig. Fuck it. Give me my shit. Walking in that motherfucker with a French accent on them motherfuckers. Give me my shit.
What's 1000 Peachtree? Please,
that's what the Federal Reserve Bank in Atlanta.
Oh, okay. So you need to go on over to the INS, you know, and look at renouncing your U.S. citizenship or something. We definitely got to take action to clearly let the government know that we're serious. And one of the things we haven't done is declare our freedom, you know, individually and collectively. So we still struggling with the fact that we haven't made a declaration that we want free. Now we want to be free. Please, free.
Who is the we that you speak about?
Each and every one of us who know we're oppressed. Who understand that we're
enslaved. That's the difference. I'm not oppressed.
Spiritually, economically,
whatever.
See,
that's the only difference. I'm not oppressed. I just want my motherfucking money.
Exactly.
That's the difference. I'm not mentally, physically, or spiritually goddamn oppressed. I mean, there's no cracker in my life telling me to go get they shit to go pick some cotton, nigga. I'm not oppressed. I can walk anywhere and get what the fuck I want.
But you can't roll down the street and they set up a roadblock and just blow right through it.
That has happened to me several times. I give the police a penny. And if you know anything about, you know, Masonic, you give them a penny. I was taught by the best.
Well, you're a superwoman. You know what I'm saying? Everybody ain't got some kind of powers.
Dawn, Sister Dawn?
Everybody got a penny in their pocket.
I mean, damn.
Hello?
And that was a simple solution.
I just got
everything is simple.
Mm-hmm. A simple solution.
You know, and sometimes I just motherfucking throw up the sign. Sometimes I just throw up a sign. The oath sign that we all pledge the oath. And if you know that sign, they don't fuck with you.
Hey, Lord Apple, I'm going to hit you on the email, man. I got to get back to work, y'all. I'm loving the conversation. I hit you as a friend request.
I thank
as well,
you,
y'all,
for coming forward, man. I mean, seriously. And I think it was somebody that had a question. The line is open, and I hope it's beneficial. 2925, come on in with us, please.
Hey, what's up?
Hi, what's your name?
What you mean, what's my name? This is Rich.
Rich in the motherfucking bitch. What's good, baby? I'm trying to find my applause button for you. What's the show for you?
Shit, I'm looking for my birth certificate right now.
I know that's
if in fact that shit is real. If in fact what everybody say that shit is real, and then if it fucking real, then let's go another route.
Let's go straight to
where we would take our bonds to anyway if they was issued from a particular institution. Might as well go back to the same institution, cash that shit in.
So you want
if in fact it's real. If it's not fact, then we need to figure out plan 17,450th. What's the next one? Or we go back to our regular lives. My daughter has to finish college, becoming a doctor. My other daughter has to become, you know what I'm saying, a judge on the Supreme Court Council. And my son has to become the next motherfucking president or the ambassador for the Galactic Confederation of the Extraterrestrials Conglomerates or some old shit so we can all be straight in my family. Other than that, that's it. Because after this, if this shit don't work, that's it. It's over.
It's over, huh?
It's over, other than everybody just go back to their normal fucking lives and get rid of the fact that, you know, the promised land was the birth certificate, you know, and just move on. Because if that shit ain't it, then we're fucked. Well, some of us would be.
Oh, my God.
That's just what I say. If, in fact, it is true. I'm saying, here's what I'm saying. Let me make it clear to everybody what I'm saying. I'm saying if it is true, that all of this shit that everybody been saying, from Caucasians to YouTube videos to a whole bunch of smart, intellectual, Nubian people, if, in fact, the birth certificate is what they say it is, if, in fact, your Social Security is actually an account number that's linked to a Federal Reserve Bank, if, in fact, all of this shit is right and exact, then it should work.
If it doesn't work and these crackers look at us like we done lost our fucking mind, then I suggest you motherfuckers try to figure out how to become a hustler and flip your motherfucking money where you become a self-made mogul. Grind. Hustle.
Shit, I'm finna go to the Federal Reserve and talk to, I need to talk to somebody who knows what the fuck they doing.
Just walk in and say you just want to cash your motherfucking stocks in.
They're going to be like, what is that? Like, what?
They know what stock is. They ain't fucking stupid. And if they ask you that, say, bitch, can I speak to somebody that know what the fuck I'm talking about? Trust me, I done been all the way up and down Federal Reserve Bank. Been all the way through the proper commands, the chain of commands, just to figure out how the fuck I get my goddamn money out that goddamn bank y'all holding. That's all I say back to them. Let me speak to somebody who knows what the fuck I'm talking about.
And how much can you get, like, off of, you know, because I don't know how they measure who's worth what or whatever the proper term to use is, you know what I mean?
Well, based on what I read and overstood and heard, and it was all the same conversation from different people who didn't know each other, was that, you know, it's about $100 million.
I mean,
but they're
withdrawing
out of your account, you know, every time you upping your Social Security account. That's your bank account. So if you got your lights turned on, which is using your Social Security, they've already you know, made the transaction on the private side in your account.
Sure,
and if your mother registered you in public school system and had to use your birth certificate and all of that shit and your Social Security to access the bank so that you could be funded to go to education, that's been tapped into. You know what I'm saying? Then you become an adult constantly using your shit for college or house or a car or apartment or just a loan and all that type of shit. You got to figure out how much is that withdrawn. But I don't give a fuck. Just give me my goddamn money. I know for a goddamn fact that it's more than goddamn 80 million. How about that?
Shit, I wouldn't care if they gave me $6 million.
I know that I'm not $80 million in debt to these motherfuckers, because what my mama has done and what I've done, that's bullshit. I know that.
Shit, I wouldn't give a fuck.
I know that.
900, shit, tear it off.
You know what I'm saying? I'm just saying, if in fact it is real. If it's not real, then I'm just saying, shit, niggas need to stop hoping that there's one day that somebody will crack the goddamn code and tell us the goddamn formula to do it. That's all I'm saying. You know, other than that, I go back to my little goddamn life.
Have you ever made a withdrawal from your SSI number your birth certificate before?
I will put this on record and let you answer the question that you asked me. I plead the fifth.
Okay.
You figure out.
Okay.
Did I or did I not?
Okay. I understand why you wouldn't be able to answer that, because they would be like, what the fuck? You telling everybody this shit? You know how they get. So, yeah. I'm going to do that.
That's that, man. I mean, that's just my take on it, because I've been watching the runaround for about 10 motherfucking years.
Shit,
I've been watching.
I've been watching it for 15.
You know what I'm saying? But nobody came with that simple formula as above, so below. If you go in the bank and get a stock certificate or a bond in that bitch, you can take it back to the same bank and cash it in, correct? Nobody figured out that the shit is simple. No, I mean, nobody said, did y'all consider just, if it's a certificate, why don't you just go cash it in? Why you got to fill out a whole bunch of shit at a courthouse? The fuck is that going to do? That's called a misdirection for niggas who ain't figured this shit out.
Shit.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
And remember, the federal cartel is the one that prints up the money.
That's
per
right.
Person, per live birth, per live person that makes it around 365 days, every year they print up money. Because people feel like, because the money ain't backed by gold, it's no good. People don't understand that money is backed by flesh. That's the best thing on the planet. Like I said before, gold can't motherfucking run the machinery. Gold can't motherfucking run AT&T. Gold can't fill potholes in your motherfucking street. Gold can't do that. Humans can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Humans, but gold can't build you a house. Humans can.
I see what you're saying.
Humans are the most valuable resources on the planet. That's why it's called human resources.
Now, I've always heard that a human resource meant some kind of slave or something.
Whatever you want to call it, but everybody that's smart knows that humans are the resources, because without them, you have nothing.
You're right.
Without them, you have nothing. If we all leave the United States, it'll fucking fall, because there's nobody there to govern. They can't govern over the dollar bill or dig for gold. Who's going to dig for it? Ain't nobody here.
You're right.
Humans. Humans are the best and the hottest commodity on the planet.
Yeah.
You can't enslave gold.
That's right. You're right.
I'll be like, money ain't even backed by gold. I'm like, you stupid ass nigga, you're worth more than gold. That's one thing people don't understand. They get the flip-flop on your ass.
So I'm going to go down there. I'm going to say I'd like to make a withdrawal from my birth certificate.
Don't say birth certificate. Call it a stock certificate. The same way you don't say Social Security. You say Social Security account, your SSI account with no dashes. You get rid of the dashes. They taught you to do dashes, 244-73-7012. No, you take the dashes out, because you don't give dashes when you got a real bank account, do you?
Right.
They'll be like, what's your account number? 173. It's the same numbers. It's the same amount of numbers on your checking routing number. Same number. It's linked to an institution. It's the fucking truth. I'm sorry. It's just the goddamn truth. Sometimes you got to wonder, how do motherfuckers become fucking wealthy? There's no way they can wake up one day, open up a business, and then turn that bitch, flip it inside out, and become a goddamn trillionaire. Bull fucking shit. You see what
so
I'm saying?
So they know some kind of loopholes. What you're just...
Duh. They know how to do it. Like that man told me at the bank. I was the only nigga that moved into this town that actually did my shit properly when I went to the bank. That means there's a lot of crackers in my town, and in the stats, they said that Jasper County is the third largest and wealthiest motherfucking county in the state of Georgia. You don't see none of these motherfuckers. How the fuck they get all the goddamn money? Ain't shit in this bitch to do. You ain't got goddamn industries up in this motherfucker. You ain't got factories. How the fuck you get money, nigga? Mr. White Man, what did you tell your children that I'm not telling mine?
You know, a whole lot, obviously.
Exactly. Or what did you do that I'm not damn doing? Why when niggas sign their name, they sign it in blue ink and not red? Why when you sign your name, Mr. White Man, you sign it in red? But you request that we sign our shit in black or blue. I don't get that shit. I don't get it. You're going to have to explain some shit to me.
A little occult.
And what's the point of our Social Security number? Why would you give us that? That's not an identification. That doesn't say this is your Social Security identification. Social Security. Look it up. Securities. Know what the fuck the word securities mean. That means it secures that name. It links that person into a particular goddamn what, prosperity shit. That's all I'm just trying to say. This shit just ain't, you know, our mama ain't tell us that, bitch, this is your, here's your bank card, and here's your stock. Keep it safe, and whenever you're ready, bitch, go cash it in. I just don't get it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, and they have us thinking that it's supposed to be for credit purposes or for identification purposes. Nah, bitch, every time I give you my motherfucking Social Security account number, you are accessing and withdrawing funds right out of my motherfucking account. Because here's something simple. What does it have to do, something as simple as education, why do I have to give you my child's birth certificate and copy of her Social Security card? What does that have to do with education?
Yeah. You're right.
It's just things like that. But see, they taught us that it's for identification purposes. Bullshit.
So they withdraw
money.
That's
why they lie saying two pieces. And when they say two pieces of identification, we are automatically programmed to bring what? Birth certificate and Social Security card. Most people bring a driver's license or a credit card. They still work the same. People
yeah.
that are smart never bring those two pieces of identification. They will go with driver's license or another credit card. It's still a credit. Still a credit. Mm-hmm. Still a credit card. That's all they be asking for. You got two pieces of identification? We think they talk about birth certificate and Social Security card all the fucking time. They mean we've been fucking hoodwinked. Or they say, if niggas don't know, don't tell them.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to need you to fly
if,
in.
If the humans don't know, don't tell them. If the American population don't know, don't tell them. Let them fucking think that's what the fuck you're asking for. Shit, who gives a fuck?
I see.
Because even when they say, regardless of what institution it is, and they say, well, just bring two forms of identification with you. And you say, like what? And then they will throw in what? Birth certificate and Social Security card, you see? But you never say, what else can I bring other than that? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You never say that. But what else can I bring other than that? Start asking them that.
Why do people bring their passport with them? You know, when people be asking for ID and they bring their passport, like, to a job interview and they want to see your social.
Oh, yeah. Yep. You can bring that, which is the best form of ID, if you ask me. Because you get a passport, goddamn.
Okay.
That's what I say. I was just, you took the words out of my mouth, out of my mind, because I was thinking even to get on the cruise and to go to a international, you know what I'm saying, like the Bahamas or some shit, you got to stay on the Bahamas, you got to have, you know, your passport with you.
Mm-hmm.
To get on the cruise ship, you got to have two forms of identification. One, they want it to be a birth certificate. And the other one could be your driver's license or whatever. Why would you need that? Why would I need my birth certificate to get on the board? And what you going to do with it? You going to make copies of it? You going to withdraw after I already paid your ass? With my hard work and money, what you going to go into my shit, make a copy of my certificate, and start cashing on that motherfucker or what? What's the fucking point of all these copies being made?
So that's what they're doing.
Yeah, because even when you buy a car, you know what I'm saying? Get it financed. They ask you for your Social Security. For what? To check my credit? Get the fuck out of here with that. They've already made the money. That's why if you look at your bill of sales, it says paid for by you.
Mm.
It's already paid. Look at your bill of sales and you have to sign them long-ass forms for a goddamn car. That shit say paid. Look at it real fucking good. That shit say paid. It says paid. The bank already bought it, and that's the bank that's withdrawn the money off of it. But then they got you breaking your neck for it if it's already paid through your account. Got you paying for it like three fucking times and shit.
Dang.
And you got to make your fucking note, they call it, every fucking month when the shit already paid for out your account.
You're right.
Look at that shit. That shit be down to the motherfucking cent.
See, you should fly out here to San Francisco, man. That shit, where are we going to have a party?
I'm too old for parties. I'm a grown-ass woman. Come on in, 803. I just want off this planet. I just want to take my money and give it to NASA and say, give me a seat on the Ark before 2012. Here's my $1 billion. There it is. Let me get here. Yeah, baby, come on in. All ones and 803. Real quick before y'all say anything, but thank y'all for coming on, Curtis and All Ones. Shit, nigga, the goddamn financial ship is about to get the fuck in the air in 10 minutes. God damn it. The good ship is about to take off. Y'all got 10 minutes to call in. The boarding pass number is 347-884-9239. There it is. You got 10 minutes to get on the financial ship. Yes, 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 the financial ship. 10 minutes. If not, you won't be able to hear the next hour of the show unless you wait till it's posted on my profile page on Blog Talk Radio, WGAG-radio.com. And I really wish that it is going to be posted because this shit here is a very interesting show, and it fears me sometimes because I think they may not put the shit up. You feel me?
Mm-hmm.
So somebody did, but thank God I use Skype. You feel me? I record my shows on Skype for backup, just in case. So anyway, but yeah, so that's that. So you got about 10 minutes to call in, okay? All right? Nope. You got 9 minutes to call in. The leadership, financial leadership, the rich ship, the port pass, the passport ship is about to take off. Not the slave ship, the finance ship, God damn it, the rich ship, God damn it, the Port-au-Prince ship is about to get the fuck on.
Uh-oh.
Call in, 347-884-9239 is your boarding pass number. You got a few minutes to call in. All right, if not, we love y'all. We'll see you in a new day, same time, same place, the Don Nicole Young Show. All right, what you got for us, Curtis, my good brother, technology?
So you're saying you could go up in the bank and give me a Social Security number and you could get money?
Like I said before, if in fact is what everybody been saying is true, then I'm saying see if the shit work. If you don't want to see if it work, I'll do it my goddamn self. Shit, I don't give a fuck. And if it does work, nigga, you know Don ain't saying shit from that point on. Y'all gonna fucking tune in on Blog Talk at 12 o'clock and that shit gonna say, there are no shows scheduled.
I was actually gonna do that shit.
I'm just saying if the shit is real. If what the information that's been floating around this motherfucker since niggas started reading a whole bunch of books and shit, if that shit is right, then I'm just saying it should be simple. It shouldn't be a whole bunch of documentation and courthouse filings and all that stupid shit.
Well, how much money you get?
Like I said, if that shit is true, I have no fucking idea. I'm done with the shit. I'm just saying. Oh, yeah, you can give the teller a note. You damn sure can. Just pass that shit to the teller and get that bitch a note.
Man, I'll be in jail. I'll do that shit.
Long
is that the best way?
Tender.
Would you advise that? That's the best way? Hand her a note or just
look,
ask?
Look, I ain't advising shit other than common sense. I'm only advising common sense. That's it. If, in fact, there are people that truly, truly believe but not sure that the birth certificate is a stock certificate or truly believe that your Social Security number is an account number to the Federal Reserve Bank. I ain't take my dime a tap, my bad. Let me swallow some of that goddamn cough syrup up in this motherfucker. Dime a tap taste like Kool-Aid. I got the children kind, so it can be sweet. I'm just saying, if it is true, Curtis, is what I'm saying, and everybody else that's listening. If, in fact, it is true, if that shit is not true, that what they're saying, then just move the fuck on, try to figure out how to get your weight up. You know, that's it. Because other than that, one, I know that the government ain't finna give niggas shit. And when it comes to slavery, because they're not the ones that sold you into slavery. You got to go to Africa and take care of that. If your ancestors sold your ass into slavery, you got to go to Africa, whatever part or tribe that did that shit, whether it's the Mandingo, you got to go down there to the Mandingo government and tell them motherfuckers you want your motherfucking money. The only thing that the government of the United States of America did is offered an apology. I'm sorry that we bought some fucking goods that were sold to us, is basically what they're saying, which happens to be you niggas. Why did the Native Americans get their shit and African Americans didn't? The answer is this. Because they came to America, Jack, the crackers, and robbed and raped and brutally murdered black, nappy-headed, Gullah Geechee Native Americans. Took their land and enslaved them.
Yep.
Okay? So that's why the Native Americans get their shit. If you're saying you're an African-American, and if you know your motherfucking history, according to African-American history, is that your own people sold you out, and that's over there across the motherfucking sea. Go on over there.
Oh, I have a question then. Okay, I have a question.
You have to go. It would be common sense to go to the motherfucker that sold you into slavery.
Hey, I have a question. Well, how do you know you're not a Native American and not an African?
I would be totally honest with you. Like I've always done, my good friend, Richie Rich, and that is to say, I know y'all are. They just want y'all to believe y'all African Americans. Africans, Americans are those that come over here from Africa that get their citizenship as Americans. That identifies them because they are from Africa, born there.
Mm-hmm.
It's common sense.
But how do I know, me personally, me as Rich, like my family is not part of the Jaguar tribe or Ouachita or whatever. Like, how do I know that I'm not from there, from here?
You know how you know? The same way them African motherfuckers told me in West Africa, in Gambia. You understand? Is that, here's the thing, that after the Native Americans was forced out of their land, guess where they was forced to?
The reservation?
Africa. Liberia.
What?
Liberia. Yes.
So they were taking the natives, shipping them all the way over there?
Yep. Liberia. Africa. Yeah, so your ancestor was forced out of this native land and was shipped to Africa. It's called a misdirection. It's called a misdirection. Have you think you're from Africa? That, again, they have you chasing your own ass, knowing that you, the whole planet before the continental drift was one landmass. What the fuck are you saying? I'm not from this side of the fucking world. I'm not from or this side of the fucking world. Nigga, this is our world. We was here before you set up your government, motherfucker.
Right.
That's the truth.
Yeah, because there was a rumor in my family that my grandmother was some kind of native or...
I mean, it's the fucking truth. You know what I'm saying? It's the truth. What they did was they dressed a lot of pale motherfucking niggas up, Caucasians, dressed them up in your native garb, you know what I'm saying, and said that these are the Indians, which they did a flip-flop on you niggas because Indians means that you're from India. The same way if you say I'm a Puerto Rican, that means I'm from Puerto Rico. You're not going to fool me, Jack. I know what Indians are. They from India. The same way you say that somebody that's from Russia is a Russian. I ain't fucking stupid. How the land was not called India over here, nigga. So you're not Mr. White Man. You ain't going to get me on that one. You're going to get a whole bunch of niggas on that, but not me. The land was called Turtle Island, Mulan. Where the fuck you get Indian from? What is that Indian shit? The Indian means Indios. It comes from India. All the way over there on that side where Gandhi and all the rest of them motherfuckers at.
Right.
You ain't gonna trick me.
Hey, you know,
I was talking to this woman.
I was working at some place a couple years ago, and it had a whole bunch of quote-unquote illegal immigrants. And she was from Russia, a white woman. And she was telling me that Moscow had a heavy Negro, quote-unquote, population there.
Because we're everywhere. Like there's black Eskimos. We're everywhere. We was here first. They got to either pack up and fucking go back. Everybody just need to go back to where the fuck they came from, and you'll find out we'll be the only ones left.
I love it.
414, how you get on with us? Who opened your mic?
My mic not open.
Yes, it is. How the hell that's... Goddamn, girl, you pretty good. Where's this all ones person? Lord Jesus, this is powerful. This must be a revelation.
Oh,
the switchboard
God
opens on its own.
Oh, my God.
This is
God
incredible.
Damn.
Man, there's some powerful shit going on, man. We on goddamn Space Island. Why y'all bullshit? We on Space Island. anybody want their mic open, though, for real? My switchboard mic shut down like it did yesterday, and it was y'all fault. You know what I'm saying? Even though I don't remember us talking about nothing yesterday, so it was perfect in a sense. But 248, your mic is open as well. Anybody want their mic open? Hurry up,
salt
now, please.
Salt in the water, from what I heard.
More salt.
Yeah.
I don't know if 248 really open up. Want their mic open? All right, 206. Your mic is open. 678. Your mic is open. 917. Your mic is open. 248, if you can hear me, I did open your mic, but it was background.
Don't lift it. Yeah. There we go.
Okay, I know that voice. Can someone tell Racism Anonymous or something that our mic is open in the chat room? Anybody else? Because we already took off. My switchboard is the way it is. It's still open, but you got a few minutes. Anybody want to make a comment to this? Because I'm about to swallow some more cow syrup, boy. This shit here good. Taste like Kool-Aid.
Oh, my God.
That's the shit. Taste like motherfucking Kool-Aid with a little bit of that goddamn nutmeg in it.
Oh, my God.
Why are you saying nutmeg?
This shit here good, but I'm just sipping on this motherfucker like it's a goddamn bottle of goddamn cognac.
Exactly.
shit, I'm finna go to the Federal Reserve, man. Fuck that.
Well, see if the shit is real. And if it's not, come back and say, look, y'all, it's bullshit. Now, what do we do now? Go,
you want me
go
to, you want me
then, shit. Use your Social Security card, get you an education.
Peace, Don.
That's
yes,
very strange.
Yes, who is this?
This
is come on in, baby. Where you been hiding at, Playboy?
I've been getting my little meditation. I had to go, you know, had to get myself back in tune because got a lot of things to do out here. I can't be wasting my energy on some non-constructive shit. Got to get back on point. So, you know, I'm back.
Well, the blessing is that you decided to be with us.
Oh, only you, Don. Only you.
Only you, Don.
Man, don't be flattering me. I take that shit personal. You know,
oh,
you got to
no,
watch you what you say to a black woman, but she take that shit serious.
Nah, you know, I told you from the get-go, you had one
I
of the best shows.
I find your ass on Facebook talking about, nigga, I thought it was only me. Nigga, the fuck you doing liking another show?
Well, you have the
up
most
another show and shit. Okay.
You have the most invigorating show on BTR, I will say that.
Man, come on, Rich. Stop playing with me. Bye. Let me put some more people on, though. Keep talking. I love it. No, I'm just kidding. 215, your mic is open. 215-713, your mic is open. And 720-690, your mic is open. Welcome all to the leadership, to the VIP section, to the coach, whatever fuck that shit called on airplanes. I don't travel on airplanes, so.
Y'all, my peace. This is me, Sis Abena, RNA from 215. So.
How you doing?
I'm doing the best I can with what I got. Trying to figure out what, get my papers together and shit and do a little bit more research and head down to the Federal Reserve and see if this shit
that.
Is real. It's like
yeah, walking that motherfucker like you know what the fuck you doing.
I mean, but, yeah, but come on, if this information has been available, nobody has done it from the Moors or whoever are the ones who uncovered
hell
all
no,
this information.
Nobody think
none
like
of
I
them
do.
Has actually gone down there and done it?
Not, if they did, they somewhere
they
probably on a private
they
fucking island with the Arab.
Right, because you said you, but Don, you said you'd do the same thing. You said if you go down there and find out this shit is real, you just going to be gone. You ain't going to come back and tell us.
Hey, Shawty, it'll be over, popping.
What's up with that?
Like right? That's like, y'all talking about, goddamn, what they call that shit? Income taxes, Black Christmas, bullshit. It'll be Christmas every day in my life. Y'all can have that goddamn $2,000 check. Which they taken out of your goddamn reserve account anyway. People think, hey, I got back $3,000 out your own shit.
Right.
That ain't stupid. Who the fuck cares about you to give you $3,000 once a year? Nigga,
that's
your
seed
shit.
Money. That ain't number of seed money they give you every year, income tax time. They give you seed money so you can go spend for the rest of the year, and then they have the harvesting season and Thanksgiving and Christmas and New Year's and shit where they harvest all the money back in. Give you some more seed money at the beginning of the year.
No, why do they have all
those?
Spend
some more. Feel good and you go spend some more.
Why do they have it set up where you can spend a whole bunch of money at the end of the year, like from November to the 1st?
Harvest time.
Ooh, dang it.
That's harvest time.
Okay.
And re-up time.
What you got to say, Smoke, real quick? Anybody else want to say something? I don't want to forget y'all because when my switchboard go down, that's it. I ain't going to see your numbers or nothing. But Queen, I don't think Queen wants to say anything. All Ones, did you want to say something? Okay. Everybody's quiet in this shit.
Please. Can y'all hear me?
Yes.
All right, what's up? This is M. Nevy. I'm actually on a call with Smoke. I just want to say, what's up? It's my first time listening to the show. This shit is definitely popping. I'm enjoying it. It's entertaining. And you got, like, the information. I hate when people just talk shit and then they don't have nothing for you to go away with. So it's kind of like, you know what I mean, getting high off consciousness type shit.
Can't
yeah,
for niggas smoke, they blowing up your ass.
How big
yeah,
is shit?
That
like, but it's like, you know what I mean, it's cool. I'm definitely feeling, you know what I mean? And shit, if it works, shit, I'm going to be somewhere the fuck else.
Yeah, I mean, you know how we get, nigga. We be like, fuck y'all, I'm out. Bitch, I'm rich.
Oh, yeah, you know I mean, on some T-shirt, anywhere we go, you know what I mean, we are. And anywhere we go, we got to deal with what we got to deal with at whatever level. And I feel like, you know, if it was really for whatever, however much money they saying it is, $10 million, whatever case may be, if it's really that much or whatever, it would take, you know what I mean, not even 10 niggas to come together and really do some real shit. You feel me?
Like
and not
what?
Just because it's
like what?
Like fucking go
y'all
to one place. You know what I mean? Go to
what
a place and you know what I mean? Be. All we have to do is be. We are who we are. Like, if we are the gods, I'm always building with people. And I'm like, you know, they say, well, you know, you're talking about all this melanin stuff and, you know, how we are the gods. And it's so
God
wild.
God is only what you give your energy to.
And, exactly. And I tell people, well, you know, one of the most common expressions is you are what you eat. So if you don't eat like God, then you cannot be like God or whatever. But, you know, the whole point being we can just go somewhere and be in our natural this Nubian-ness.
Hey, brother, can I ask you a question? I don't want to be antagonistic, but most people who come into consciousness were raised off of McDonald's, Happy Meals, the number.
I'm going to tell you off the rip. I love Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A cost $5,000 to open up your own Chick-fil-A. I'm opening up a chain of Chick-fil-A's.
I used to love them Chicken Littles from KFC back in the early 90s.
Nah, but, I mean, I understand what you're saying. My thing is this, you know what I'm saying? When you figure out business, then you're ready to play Monopoly. If you ain't figured out business, then you're ready to blow your fucking money. And I'll tell you a good example. Eddie Murphy's wife was given $330 million. She's flat broke today. A good friend of mine, Betty Wright, the cleanup woman, is broke every motherfucking year. A millionaire one day and broke the next day. Money can go. Money is an illusion. And I don't mean illusion meaning it's not backed by gold illusion, meaning it's constantly changing. And if you don't know how to flip it, then you're not going to get nothing back. And it's not about the money. It's about how much wealth you have accumulated. So you take the money and then you exchange it for an abundance of wealth. That means you'll never go broke.
Mm-hmm.
That's why you have wealthy and you have rich. Rich people are no different than you and I. They live to hope and make sure that they can pay their fucking bills. Wealthy motherfuckers can shit on $1 billion and it ain't nothing to them.
Mm-hmm.
Can burn it and it ain't nothing to them.
I mean, that's
they
what
have
I
accumulated
mean by
access, assets.
Mm-hmm. Because we started the whole black, like we had the Black Wall Street thing. Like anyway, we are abundance. We are. You know what I mean? Melanin, whatever.
Black Wall Street was only one of them.
Doing what we're supposed to be doing, then we will be abundant. Like, you know what I mean? I just feel like, for instance, most of the inventions that were invented ever, you know what I mean, were invented by Africans. But just if we just talk about America, quote-unquote African-Americans invented almost everything, you know what I mean? And so that shows that, yo, we have that, and we all know that. We know about Imhotep and all that we have that capacity to do great things and invent things, yet we don't have, I don't like using the word institution, but in a sense, institution where that can be flourished, like maybe like a urban hood science fair or something like that. We go around to our communities and promote that kind of thing because that's business. Once we create our own products and things of that nature, then once we have the finances, you know, the little bit of whatever we can get through, however we got to do it, you know what I mean? Which is...
So you believe in the group thing still?
I believe in the group thing? I overstand the whole we can't save everybody thing. I overstand that, of course. Most of the times when so-called conscious people get together, it's just a bunch of fucking egos. And a lot of times people feel like they know something. And we really feel like so it's a bunch of I knows going on. It's not really a lot of building. A lot of people that say they're conscious are not really willing to say, yo, let's put our bread into this shit and really do what we got to do. Just do the necessary. Let's do that. We live even... when we live in a project or whatever, we live at a way higher standard and we have a lot more comfortable conditions where we could really take it to the next level by just cutting some of the fat off, so to speak, of what we pay attention to. Conscious people are fucking satisfied with reading books and getting information and being able to talk about some shit that somebody else don't know. We get our fucking nut off on that. But when a nigga really say, let's really build this shit for real, like let's put our bread together, fuck jobs, fuck all of that, for real. You know what I mean? Niggas is not ready for that. They want to.
Let me ask you this. what are you willing to do to defend it? That's the question.
Well, I
because some other people, they are very nasty. They are very ugly.
You know, look, you know,
and they shoot
we are who
black
we are.
Men
and
just
we
for
use,
taking
and,
a
I mean,
Hold on. Let me say this. They shoot black men just for taking a piss in the middle of the street. So what do you think they would, how are they going to act
offensive.
A fool?
They should. I think they should goddamn snatch the tongue out of niggas that spit in the street. That shit fucking makes me sick.
Yeah, that's
come on, Don.
Rip their tongue out for that shit. It should be a law. I can't wait till I rule the world. It's going to be some new change
tonight.
Listen,
they can't do that.
Come on, Don.
But I understand what he's saying, and let me tell you what's going on with this, okay? Let me explain to my good brother who called with smoke, is that this is how it works, okay? With someone that is three things that happens with somebody with a mind like yours. You have an inventor. Someone has to invent it, and let's say that is what you invented, that science thing and going into the inner cities. Someone has to see what you invented. And what you're saying, and then someone has to do it. That's the way it works. So if everybody can't see the fact that the science thing and coming in and all of that shit or putting our money together and the way you see it, the way you have invented it, then it's not going to work. You understand? Unless you have, and really at the end of the day, remember this, the notion of strength does not apply in numbers. Everybody think that it takes a whole bunch of motherfuckers to get shit done, and that's not true. If that was the case, if you ever go past a construction site, just say just building a fucking house, it ain't but eight niggas out there.
Mm-hmm.
It ain't but eight people. It ain't 100,000 motherfuckers on one brick.
Yeah.
The notion of strength does not apply in numbers. Everybody's looking for a whole massive group. We all need to come together. Nah, nigga, start in your beehive. Start at home.
Right. Down is
start
right.
in your beehive. Because
right.
one thing I learned about your beehive, if your family don't fear you, because they know you're full of shit, you can't convince a bunch of people that don't know you that you are the truth and the way and the light when there's a whole bunch of motherfuckers called family that know your ass since day one and will not motherfucking drop their nets and become fishes for you.
Well, let me ask you this, Don. How did Dr. York do it? How did he convince those people that this is the way? I have this real great message, and people listen. How did he do it?
Dr. York gave us the truth. He didn't sugarcoat shit. He explained the way the government was set up. He explained the way how it does take us to come together, those like-minded people to come
right.
together, not a bunch of people because they look like you, because their nose is wide just like yours. No, like-minded people. It takes
that's
like-minded
very intelligent.
People. And he also even taught us, or me, because I don't know how all these motherfuckers really want everybody to come together too, and that's some fucked up shit. But he really taught us, or me, that even stand apart from like-minded people. You still stand apart from like-minded people.
I mean, when I said the whole coming together thing, that's what I mean. Like, I'm not talking about everybody because that's just a waste. The average person that you meet on a day-to-day basis is ignorant beyond belief. I'm actually baffled on the regular by the ignorance, you know what I mean, of some of our own people. And it's crazy. But so I understand that whole it's not about that, but I'm saying when we're talking about the so-called conscious, like, you go, you know what I mean? I'm from New York, you know what I mean? The average so-called conscious individual you may come in contact with, they are just, it's all ego. One of the things that I really feel like is truth is that the reason why, because there's a feminine aspect to everything, you know what I mean?
Why do people say ego? Ego is the balance between the id and superego.
I'm not saying that ego in itself is bad. I'm just saying just ego is bad. You can't have five and six or 12 sons in one, you know what I mean, little universe.
But ego is good. But I don't know why people say people have an ego. Ego is good. Ego is
ego
the balance between the id and the superego.
Well, can I say
that's
something
right.
real quick? Because someone else
jump
wants
in,
to chime
can
in.
Can I jump in on that?
Yeah,
can
okay.
I
was just about to say someone else wants to chime in.
Hello?
Come on in.
Don, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, my name is Akerda.
I had a question about the sovereignty. The issue was kind of dropped, but I was curious if you had any insight on that, like if any benefits that would occur from having the sovereignty within, like, the United States borders.
Okay. Let me tell you what I know. And anybody else that knows something different, fine. Confuse the hell out of him. Let's do it. You ready?
No.
I'll tell you what I know to be true, and you can actually vividly see what I know. The closest thing the sovereign that we have right now is the Vatican. Yes or no?
You're right.
Yes or no? The Vatican has its own zip code and all this shit and its own laws and everything, correct? Okay, now we know that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Most people think that an individual can be sovereign, right?
No.
The only thing that is sovereign is the land, which means that the United States government does not have jurisdiction to come on it, same way the Roman government cannot step foot in the Vatican.
That's
because
right.
that land is sovereign. You understand?
That's, right.
That's why if you watch most movies who really tell you the truth, they say, we don't have jurisdiction to go in there.
So,
jurisdiction, people are missing the big picture. The big picture is jurisdiction. You have to first get your land and sovereign it, thus declare your jurisdiction. You have to get your jurisdiction. You have to own every fucking thing. Now, land is sovereign. All it takes is a few people to actually purchase land and get it sovereign. You understand?
That's simple.
Now, here's what happens is this. Most people think, like I heard someone earlier, I don't know who said it, I don't know if it was Morris Science dude, Lord Abba, or somebody says, you have to throw cash back in your citizenship. You understand? Common sense would tell you, if you cash back in your citizenship, then that means that you are now a foreigner and you don't belong on this particular soil unless you have a what? A green card? A passport?
Yep.
And you have to also have a passport to a country that would say you are one of our citizens. Yes or no?
Yes.
You're right.
Okay. All right. So we're getting somewhere now because it all makes sense, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Okay. So let's say that, you know, I have 100,000 acres,
okay,
and that land is sovereign, and let's say that Richie Rich,
mm-hmm,
brother on the phone, is the president, which is head of state of the land, and you are a citizen on that particular land, like the Vatican,
right,
in that country. You understand? You now put up your flag, because you got to raise your flag. And one thing you also have to do, even though it is considered a ICA or America soil, is that you still, you raise your flag up higher, but you acknowledge also America and all the other places. You put
mm-hmm
them flags up too. Same way it's called an embassy.
Mm-hmm.
All the flags are flying high in an embassy, but yours is higher.
Yeah.
If you go to the Vatican, if you look at the way that the Vatican is structured, it's the same shit. You can get a zip code. You can go off and do your own fucking shit. They ain't stopping you from that shit, but you do that. That's where you go and get your shit sovereign in your courts and all that shit done. That's where you go sovereign at. And the president gets diplomatic immunity. You all get to drive with international license plates now because it's not United States license plates.
So is that the same thing as the mafia has? That's here in the United States, the mafia has certain license plates. Is that true?
I guess the only question I have then for that is when, like, in the land like Camaray that Malachi had set up, and he had respect with other nations and all that, how come his jurisdiction was violated by the local police officers?
Wow.
It wasn't sovereign at the time?
Okay, let me tell you exactly what happened, because they're never going to tell you the fucking truth. That land was not sovereign. Dr. York did a fake left, go right on all the motherfucking so-called Nawabians. It was a fake left,
wait a minute.
Go right.
What land are you talking about now? You
the
lost
land
me.
In Georgia, which still exists.
Oh, okay.
It was a fake left, go right. You understand?
Yes.
And he also told them motherfuckers that this shit is not going to be here. So if he said that 15 years before it fucking happened, before he walked off that motherfucker and poof, is gone, where the Nuwabians at now?
Scattered.
Exactly, because all it was, if everybody paid attention, it was called Tamaray, Egypt of the West, or Wahani, the Golden City, but yet it was an Egyptian theme park.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it was.
Yeah, you're right.
And it had certain sites on it, you know what I'm saying? It had certain sites on it you can go to, you can eat in the restaurant, you can do all that type of shit.
Did you notice
you
how they did? Did you notice?
That's all it was.
Don, did you notice how they did Montel Williams when he tried to bring out those fake women who tried to so-called expose Dr. York? And as soon as they got finished with that interview, that show, when he did about Dr. York and those women.
Oh, yeah, he was out.
Yeah, he was out. That was like, oh, he cheated on his wife. Oh, he smokes weed. Oh, he hit his white woman. And now he's doing, like, weight loss programs on late-night infomercials. You see how did him?
Yeah, because one thing they didn't know that Dr. York is actually head of state. He's head of state.
Head of state?
Yeah, he's sovereign.
So I guess that would be my next question is if you want to align with that country, like the country that he's sovereign of, what embassy or what, you know, you must have an embassy within the United States. Could I apply for a visa, residence or something like that?
Are you saying if that land still existed, if that was the place?
Not that it still existed. It does exist because he is sovereign of it. I just don't know where it is. I don't have that information. But I would
sweetheart, I have to tell you something. If anybody, you got people who actually listen to Dr. York and you got people who listen to other motherfuckers. Dr. York came to Georgia to retire. He still is retired. Retired means I'm no longer teaching American Negroes. I'm not around you.
That's what Bobby Hemmett was saying.
I know,
Bobby
he's a
was
biter.
Saying that about
Bobby
him.
Hemmett is a fucking biter. But, you know what I'm saying, he came here to retire. The difference, what Dr. York was striving to let Nuwabians know, but because there was niggas that was sent there to alter and distract and people who really wanted their sovereignty under him, you understand?
Yes.
He told them, don't go ahead of me. I already got everything in fucking place. I got everything in place. But first, I got to shake the motherfucking tree. First, I got to let you know who the fucking agents are. And you ain't going to know who they fucking are if I'm around. Because the agents are the ones that is moosing his doctrine or moosing the fucking truth. We came here to get our Native American status correct on record, on paper. We didn't come here to believe that we was Moors first and Native Americans second. No, we're Native Americans first and Moors second. Does
if
that make
you're
sense?
A Moor. I thought Moor was a bloodline, not a nationhood.
Okay. It's a little bit
different. Did you hear me, right?
You understand? But niggas that came in, the same way Farrakhan is rocking these niggas to sleep, niggas came in and says, you're no longer fucking Native Americans. And guess what they are now? African Americans. So you don't have a chief. You don't have diplomatic status. You don't have immunity. You don't have shit now. It's over for you. Those that registered with his tribe is safe, is straight. Those that didn't believe that they're African Americans are trying to figure out how the fuck they can kumbaya right now in a fucking apartment complex. That's the way this shit go. Go to the BIA, the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and see the Yemassee Native American Moors of the Creek Nation. We're there. We're registered with the BIA. We're Native Americans. My chief is Chief Black Thunderbird Eagle.
Mm-hmm.
That's my chief.
Mm-hmm.
And through that system, I could also apply for citizenship with that nation? Or would I have to go to another channel?
Huh?
I have no idea.
All right. I guess that's the next step. I guess I'll just.
Yeah, I mean, I'm seriously, when I say I have no idea, you know what I'm saying? I really wouldn't know
how you would have to go. If you are Native American, then you have to either be grandfathered in or, you know, like Obama had to go. You know what I'm saying? Before Obama, like people are yelling that Obama is an illegal immigrant. He's from somewhere else. Well,
right.
He's officially from America now, Jack, because I forgot the name of the Native American tribe that made him Native American, that brought him in to his to their tribe, and now he's called like Chief Black Blackfoot or some shit. Yeah.
So I guess that nation Malachi's nation doesn't accept like citizens who aren't of with bloodline connected to the nation that. So it's not like
you're talking about a nation and you're talking about a tribal, tribe. You're talking about a tribe, Native American tribe. You know what I'm saying? I don't know shit about, you know, a nation. I would love to. One day I'm going to set one up. But I don't know really the thing about a nation. I know that Native Americans, you know what I'm saying, the federal government does not have jurisdiction under them, over them unless Native American tribes like you see in Arizona and all them other spots that look like Tonto and the rest of them niggas parading around in our ancestors' attires and stole our birthright.
Yeah, they
those are the ones
that
ask for federal recognition. They ask
for
the government to federally.
Out of that, Don?
They ask for the government to federally recognize them and give them their piece of land, and to also take care of them, finance them.
Mm-hmm.
Which means that the government still has jurisdiction over them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Federal recognition is suicide.
So that's why they're getting done like that? Like they.
Absolutely.
I live in California. And
absolutely.
I've been to Mendocino. I don't know if you ever heard of Mendocino. It's like the only places in the United States that has an abundance of redwood trees, right? And so I see them over there. And these white folks just walk right through their land and set up shop, and they treat them like they're a bunch of, you know, hoes or whatever.
The only thing with the Moorish side of the shit that you would have to say that you're a Native American and Moorish second, because where the Moorish science temple are fucking up, seriously, is that they are saying they're Moors first, which means if they have to prove their their indigenous shit in court, they have to first prove that they're from what? Morocco. Your mic is open, I think, 220. They have to say that they're from Morocco. You can't say you're from here. And
but
you can tell that the Moors always going to refer back to the Bible. You can't go back to the Bible. That's
right.
Not
that's what
I
was
going to
say. That's what I was going
to
say.
You can't go there. You have to go back to Morocco. You have to go back to Morocco because Moors come from Morocco. That's where they like Latin. Latinos come from Latin. They don't just pick up the word Moor as if it just means every fucking body black. No, Moors are from Morocco or Morocco.
Okay, I was told something different. I was told that they flourished and their beginning was in Jerusalem. And
they got to go to God on that shit.
Huh? You say what?
I said they got to go to God on that shit. Open your mic. Huh? I think your mic is open.
How do you prove, like, how would you find out what tribe you're from? The way you could check your genealogy, so to speak, and find out what tribe you're from?
You got to go to the Mormons in Utah.
You are Native American regardless.
You got to go to the Mormons in Utah. They got all the birth records and all the
stuff. You don't fuck with them goddamn Mormons. Mormons believe that. I can hear you. Mormons say that niggas are the fucking curse seed. Why the fuck would I go to them motherfuckers?
I don't want to go to them.
Right,
but
they got all the records.
It's two groups of Moors, those ones that claim they got Moroccan descent and these ones that claim they descent from the Bible.
Are you asking?
Moors descent from the Bible.
I would have to say yeah, because if you claim it that you're from the Bible, then you got to take that shit up with God or somebody, don't you?
No, I always thought that they claimed their descent from Morocco, but I heard Tosh Tariq Bey talking about some damn Bible type of genealogy.
Yeah, you're
that's
gonna be able to
exactly
prove that
what
shit.
I was saying.
You're not going to be able to prove that in court, and you got to get a French language on the stand. You know what I'm saying? They ask, do you speak your native tongue? What's your native tongue? Like, our native tongue as the Yemassee Native American is Muscogee. I speak my language.
Muscogee.
We speak Muscogee. They have to speak Moroccan or French, whatever the fuck that shit is.
But then at the same time, they claim that Morocco ain't a part of Africa.
Well, I just think they just got a whole bunch of information and they're trying to figure it out, and the pieces of the puzzle is just not fitting tightly.
But so theoretically,
of course we
know.
Are, Fireliners. You said that before, that yes, we are from the same tribe. No shit. I've been through that.
So technically or theoretically, you know, we could, like people, could apply for their whatever, you know, set up sovereign land and be there. You know what I mean? Like I said that or something like that earlier, the brother, I think, Richard is. So you're saying, like,
yes.
Okay, well, how are you going to protect that land? How are you going to defend that land? It's like, you know, you learn even
I mean, you do the same thing. We set up America, so we already know the formula. You do got to hire your security, your military. You do got to hire your government, your governmental body. I mean, that's real simple.
I mean, that comes
along
with,
like, you have your tribal, your tribunal in your tribe. You have your courts. You got your laws that you enforce. It's real simple.
Everybody a question?
Yes.
I want to know, has anybody on the line have yet ever heard of a guy named Robert Maynard?
Robert who?
Maynard?
Robert Maynard, yeah.
I haven't.
Who is that, 220?
Yeah.
No.
Miss Brown, you call me Miss
no,
Brown.
No, what are you talking about, 220?
I call you Miss Brown? Okay, Miss Brown.
Robert Maynard, he set up this thing. Well, I don't know if he set it up or anything like that, but it's called the Free Man on the Land. And he make these people call him, he gave up his last name. He make them call him Freeman, like Free Man. And they have a chapter in America and all of that, but they do the same thing that the Moors do without all of that religion aspect of it.
Okay, but
do
they
the
are
thing.
They sovereign? Is the question is the, do they have land? Is it sovereign? Is it what? Other than that, they
I mean,
just
that,
hold fucking classes like
I,
shit.
Like I never got
today.
Into the whole how the Moors do it. I never got into how they do it, but their organizations are similar. It just struck me as something.
One thing that the Moors miss when
they're
speaking
like,
of Noble Drew Ali. One thing that the Moors miss, and I do advise that Lord Abba and the Moor Science Radio Station and all them cats to go investigate. Call the Bureau of Indian Affairs, and they will see that the Moor Science Temple is indeed registered as a fucking Native American tribe. They don't, and they won't.
See,
they won't go that far.
They
I don't know why they want to be
thing,
foreigners. They are.
You don't know why they want to be Moroccan and not of Native of America. Is that what
right.
you're saying, though?
Right.
What was
okay.
the real name
because
of it?
Native,
like,
you're Native
American,
first, and
what,
you're Moor
really,
second. I mean, because why? See, and they negate
that.
They negate that fact, or they ignore the fact that the Moor Science Temple that was set up by Noble Drew Ali is already registered. They ignore that. They ignore the fact that they are already set up as a recognized Native American tribe. They want to ignore that. It's there. I've seen it my motherfucking self.
I want to know
it's
who
there.
Taught Noble Drew Ali.
Huh?
I want to know who
I'm
taught
I'm talking about the ones that follow Noble Drew Ali, the ones that still
I
here
know who
keep
taught
saying the Noble Drew Ali. It's on record that they're Native Americans. They just keep wanting to hold on to that Morris shit.
I want to know who taught him, because obviously whoever taught him got
the same. Didn't Deuce Ali taught him? Somebody? Who the fuck taught that nigga? Oh,
he learned from, I only heard that he learned from Madame Blavatsky.
Yeah, Deuce Muhammad, Deuce Ali. I was right. Yeah, Deuce Ali.
Deuce Ali?
Yeah.
I thought he was in a circus.
Yeah, he was when he was a little kid.
But my thing is, why do they make it seem like only black people can do this when there's white people doing it?
Can do what?
Can become sovereign.
Oh. black people have to figure out who they are first. They keep goddamn giving y'all labels, and y'all just attach yourselves to it. Y'all was colors not too long ago. Y'all was Negroes. After that, y'all was blacks. After that, now y'all
okay,
African American. Y'all
got
to figure out
say,
which one y'all going to be, goddammit. But whatever it is, you got to give
they
them.
They say a nation. But these white people, they say in society. They say you can make your own society.
this dude, Robert Maynard, that's what got his daughter name. His daughter name is like Lily or Alice.
I mean, let me tell you what people don't overstate. You can have 1,000 acres. Like in the state of Georgia, 1,000 acres is deemed as a county. You can become unincorporated. People don't understand that shit. I mean, the shit is real simple depending on how far you want to go. You want your own county, you want your own city, or you want your own country?
I want my own country.
Okay,
well,
you have to go, then you want with the whole big shebangan. But with a county like in Georgia, all it takes is 1,000 acres, you can be deemed as a county.
You know what? I've been having dreams. Don, let me tell you, I've been having dreams, and I think I'm related to some of them pharaohs. Because I know how to
run. I'm sure we all related. It's all go back to the original woman. Shit. We all came out of her.
Boo, boo, boo.
Yeah, we come through her. Not
through
to disrespect
her
the woman.
But shit, honestly, believe it or not, everybody's related.
Yeah. But there's spiritual relations, too.
Okay, sweetheart.
So,
you know, I don't mean to knock the woman. Come on now.
Okay,
come
we got
on.
Another question.
Yeah, I have a friend here. She was wondering if it's possible if you could share like a few words of Muskogee. She was curious about it because she has Native American roots, but she just wanted to know about that. And do they speak Nuwavik or is it his own unique language?
Well, that's what the language that he gave him. That is Muskogee.
Okay, that's all she wanted to know. Okay,
yeah, that's
you.
Muskogee. Yes.
Okay, and then
it's also in the World Bank. It's sitting in the World Bank, that language.
And then I guess then my last question would be is like, since I'm like from South America, is all of the Americas? Then you say when everyone's Native American, so I should come to that realization and try to like pinpoint the specific tribe that comes from my bloodline, or is it just should I just stick with the Native American kind of identification?
Well, depending on your features, your family features, you can tell. There was a time when we would just look at a person and know where they belong. You remember,
mm-hmm.
like in the good old days?
Mm-hmm.
So depending on your family's feature, it's easy to tell where y'all come from.
Well, what features designate what? Because my family, my grandfather, my mom's dad, he has a wide nose and full lips. And he's like light brown skin. And on my father's side, they hella black. Real black.
Right. Right.
Just like myself.
Right. Well, I mean, it could be possibly of a lot because we've all mixed in from the Yamasee to the Cherokee to the Seminoles to the Creek to the Washita to the goddamn Choctaw.
Olmec.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, you're really
Olmec
all
territory.
Of the above.
I live in Olmec territory where the Ohlone tribe used to live.
What's up? Then that's probably you. Especially if your family been there for centuries. Like my family been here for centuries. My family was always here before Martin Luther King bitch ass came and said it got that integrated.
Yeah.
You know what I'm
saying? My dad's family is from Mississippi, by the Mississippi River.
Yeah, that's where we all split up from the Mississippi River to east of Mississippi to Florida to South Carolina to Alabama to Georgia,
yep.
North Carolina.
South yeah,
Carolina.
I think I sent you a chat
who
one time,
that?
Don.
Your,
I was asking about
like,
the other family, the Whitehair family, and I was like, yeah, I'm related to them.
Yeah.
So,
family, they told you that, like, they passed that shit down, or you, like, went and looked
oh,
it
yes,
up?
I was certainly fortunate, and I'm so thankful. Yes.
I have a question.
What?
If you
what?
Don't know
that's
what
why,
that,
that's why
really
when they came
up.
To take the census, they just threw colored on there to throw everybody completely off. From that point on, we forgot what we were. Who we are, or we, meaning our mothers, our great-grandmothers from the 1900s or 1800s, when they ever started the census. They started to throw colored on there.
You know, Phil Valentine tried to scare us when he talked about you can make a withdrawal from your birth certificate saying that if you don't do this right and get $100 million, then those people are never heard from again. Why did he say that?
Then what people? Duh, that means they must have did it right, because that's what we discussed earlier, that you won't hear from me again. That should be like,
no,
yeah,
he was
no
saying that,
schedule.
Like, if you do it wrong.
That's not true, because a lot of people have done trial and error, and they come back and tell me all that shit that they're going through. That's not true. I don't know who the fuck Phil. Fuck that bitch nigga.
Fuck him.
That's
fuck
who
black
said
devil.
That. That's
and then if he's saying if you
he
don't do it right,
then
if he says that you don't do it right, the question, the next question should be to him is then how the fuck do you do it right, nigga?
Yeah, right. And he didn't explain that.
Exactly,
I don't even think he tried to do it.
Shit. Like, most people be like, there's no, I mean, if you don't know how to astro travel, I should suggest you do it because, you know, some people can get caught out there. What?
You're right. You're right, Don.
Like, nigga, how
right.
much sense does that make? I mean, it really, it's hard. You can't, you know, you sometimes you can't be going out there like that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, nigga, damn, you can't do shit then.
Right. I think they took that video down that he did about that.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what tribe you're from, like when it comes time to, let's say, signing something or what have you, how do you go about something or so-called classifying yourself?
Tribe comes through women.
And then even when you say Native American.
That's true. No, I can hear you, brother. I'm sorry. Rich wants to talk all the time.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, brother. I'm sorry, brother. Go ahead. My apologies.
I like to hear you.
So we say American, like we didn't call ourselves Americans and we didn't call this land American. So we're saying that, is it as simple as, you know, whatever, claim your sovereignty, get your land, and fucking come up with your own shit?
Well, like, here's the thing. There's so many ways to do this shit. It depends on how you want to do it. Like me personally, only thing I would do is I would just go ahead and get me an unincorporated city and start there.
Well, how do you
I'll buy 1,000 acres and set up my motherfucking county. And of course, make it unincorporated and break that off to different cities. And I wouldn't make it incorporated.
I think you have to have enough
I wouldn't incorporate it with the federal government. That's where I would go because nobody is not, I mean, even I am not that profound on how the whole sovereignty shit works, but I know I can get 1,000 acres today. And just work on getting that motherfucker with a zip code.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying? It's just that's real.
Well, you know, you have to have enough people, and then they're gonna go and vote on if you can become unincorporated and open up your have your own city.
Who you gonna ask that to, sweetheart?
That's Miss Brown. Is that Miss Brown asking that question?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's Miss Brown.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean. You can. I mean, people don't even know that they actually have a city. If they own their house and the land they're in, you have a city. And say, how do you have a city, Don? In your house, just your house.
Like,
just ask the question. How do you have a city,
here,
Don?
They did that.
Ask the question. How do you have a city and it's just your house?
How do you have a city that's just your house?
Thank
you. All right, my question is this, and I hope you guys say yes to it. Do you have a fire extinguisher?
Yes. Yeah.
In your home. Somebody say yes if you do.
Yes.
Okay.
I got one.
That means you have a fire department. Do you have a first aid kit in your house?
Yes.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That means you have an hospital.
A hospital.
Yes. Do you also, and please say yes because I can say yes to this, do you own your own water?
Yeah.
On your property? Say yes because I do. I'll say yes.
Yeah.
Then you have your own water.
Yeah.
What else I'm missing? Oh, my bad. Do you also have the right to carry a firearm in your house?
Mm-hmm.
The answer is yes.
In your house, hell
then you have your own police.
I don't have no felonies, but I can get
then
a
firearm. Then you have your own police department. You have your own police department.
If you got a gun, you your own police, right?
Yes, because you're protecting your city.
That motherfucking door. You better
yes, because you're protecting your city. This is what they don't tell you. You think that you have to be in a city and not a city in your home. You're already designed and set up as your own city. That's why the police cannot come into your home. That's why they stand outside and ask you, ma'am, can you step outside or may I come in?
Yep.
Now, see, that's what the dude, the white dude was saying. That's how he was saying you gain your sovereignty because how he was saying is that they automatically put you into the law society. And he said the reason why we not citizens is because we are agree to be in the law society. And he said, you can make your own society.
Right.
You can,
and you can actually become a private
society
citizen.
And you can become
you can,
sovereign
yeah.
like that.
Or a private citizen. People need to go private first. Go private where they can't touch you or your children.
That's
become a private
saying.
Citizen. How do you become a private? Now, this is simple.
the Moorish way, and there's other ways to do this. You don't have to follow the way that the Moors do it. It's other ways.
Yeah, we're not talking about the Moors no more. We're done with them little mama.
So how would you go about the private citizenship? And what
to the private citizenship?
What is that?
I was just telling you.
That's what it is.
You have to make up your own
society.
You've
always been private until you step in the public side. People didn't know that. You've always been private until you step in the public side, on the public side. You are private. Right now, you are at home. If you are, you're private until you step in the public. You're in the dark until you step in the light. That's what all that Masonic shit means.
Mm-hmm.
So you
know what I'm saying? You're acting on the private side. What most people don't know, when you close your bank account and shit, that is still operating on the private side. You can still withdraw funds on that bitch. A lot of people don't know that.
Yeah, my bank account has been closed since goddamn 2000.
That shit open. You can withdraw funds on that motherfucker.
How? I ain't got no shit up in there that I know of.
I ain't tell you shit. I ain't tell y'all nothing else. Got to pay me now. Got to sub a fucking letter.
For real, blood?
Yeah, I'm
going to
do this shit like Pastor Tony. Yeah, but yeah, on the private side, they're still accessing what you would consider closed. It's not closed on the private side. It's just closed on the public for you. But yet, you can still access it. People don't know it.
Mm-hmm.
People don't know that you can still access your account. You want to know how?
Yeah.
Let me tell you something.
Please.
You want to hear it?
Yeah, holler at me.
Nah.
What's up?
FBI might come either lock me up or give me a job. And I don't want a
holler
job or to be locked up. But if they give me a job on Space Island, then that'll be good. But I'm not sure.
On what island?
Space
Island.
You can operate on the private side. A lot of people don't know that. You can operate on the private side. Your bank, your account is still open on the private side. They just told you it's closed on the public. That's bullshit. Publicly, you can use it on the private side.
Doesn't that just go into your the account that you have with the Federal Reserve Bank?
Mm-hmm.
But my shit say insufficient funds.
Yeah,
public.
Because you don't know how to use it. That's why.
For real?
Yeah.
Because I had. For real, because I have beneficiary shit.
And you say insufficient funds with a credit card.
No, like when I was making withdrawals, because there was an oil spill out here, and I got money from that, and my father passed, and I was a beneficiary, and then all those funds were, I guess, insufficient.
Let me put this on record. Let me put this on record. I know many people that have operated their, what is called their CAs, which are closed accounts, and was able to buy microwaves, wash and dries, a whole bunch of shit, furniture, with their closed account.
How the fuck do you do that?
There's no way I'm going to tell you. Ask a white man that shit. Let him tell you.
The white man? Oh, my God.
Or ask somebody else.
He might as well tell me Jesus.
Or better yet, goddamn Google that shit or YouTube it. I'm sure somebody goddamn said it. Because I ain't the first one that said it, and I'm not the one that did it, but I'm not the first one that said it.
I feel you.
You understand?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there are people that actually use their Social Security account number and the routing number to the bank that it's linked to pay their bills. Some came
so how
back.
How much money is in there?
Some came back as insufficient, and some came back as not insufficient funds, and others. Nothing happened. They were able to keep going.
No, but I mean, like, how much is in these accounts, these birth certificates and all that, whatever?
Like I said, if it is true, from what I was told and from what I've read, is that it was that you are allowed it up to 10 Social Security cards. Each of them Social Security cards got $10 million on it, a lifetime. You can get up to 10 Social Security accounts.
I read that.
What?
Yeah, yeah, most people still got the same motherfucking shit. Yeah, you are allotted up to 10, and each of them holds about $10 million, according to what I.
$10.
Now, do
they can
I know
get
it
me $5 million. I don't give a fuck. They can get me $5 million.
Man,
but see,
so
and what I found out is here's the thing. Here's what I want to share with y'all. Here's the clause in this shit.
You want to know why they don't want people to really know this? Because people will break the fucking
economy
for real. No, people will break the economy. Let me say this. Can I say this before we get out of here? People will break the economy. They wouldn't help the economy. Do you understand what this means? The economy, after the so-called Social Security Act was instituted because of the Great Depression, it was supposed to save the economy by instituting the Social Security Act. Supposed to help. If people found out how to access their shit, they're not going to help the economy. That's why with the Federal Reserve, they say they only deal with banking institutions. Well, guess what a banking institution is? A group of people that have come together and set up a motherfucking bank. All of us on the goddamn phone as board members. Because we'll be helping the economy. We'll be helping the economy. The only thing that helps the economies is the banking system. Why? Because guess what you got to do in order to goddamn put your money in the bank? What do you have to give over? Your account number.
Mm-hmm.
Your Social Security account. That helps the economy. You know what I'm saying? You understand how this shit works?
Yeah, I'm seeing that part.
And there is an application that you fill out with the Depository Trust Commission, or I forgot what the fuck it's called now, DTC company, Depository Trust Company, and that is simply they ask, will you be a part of this economic system? See, there's so many people that hates the fucking government but wants to thrive off of the economic system, which means that they will hurt the economic system if they have no regard for the government, for their current government. It'll break the government. It'll hurt us all. People don't understand that. It'll hurt us all.
Mm-hmm.
It'll hurt us. The same way that they were taking money from us and building shit overseas and shit. That shit started to hurt what people believe their pockets.
I feel you.
What happens? So, yeah, even with the legacy fund that they also have set up at the Federal Reserve, that is a question. You have to, you have to be obligated to assist the economic system, the economy. And a lot of people say, fuck the economy, fuck the government. So let's keep these people that really want us, to motherfucking die or to really be a third world country, we got to keep them niggas blinded about this shit because they would not come together and set up banks like a lot of black bankers have done, got together and put their money together, open up an institution, a banking institution.
Mm-hmm.
You know, niggas ain't gonna do it. Niggas gonna do what the fuck, like I just said, nigga, that shit'll say blog talk, no shows. You know what I'm saying? Everybody get the fuck on. Because it's supposed to help. Nigga, you better stay your ass where you at, Shouty. Fuck is your issue.
Shouty.
Bye. You know what I'm saying? But that's that. You know, like you really have to be a contributor. You have to assist the economy, not break it. And if you're going to go off in your own land, they don't have a problem with that. They just don't want you breaking their shit because you wouldn't want nobody to come in and fucking your shit up. So they protect you.
Well, how did Egypt fall? How did Egypt fall?
Egypt is going on right now? Or the Egypt when the Hyksos dynasty came in and took over that motherfucker?
Yeah, the Hyksos. Like, not externally, but internally.
Of course. I mean, how does it always work? You don't bust the windows from the outside. You bust the windows from the inside out. They got in. Like they do all black civilizations. Once they get in, they can destroy it.
Yeah, like a lot of people don't even talk about how the Moors in Europe fell, like in the 1400s. Like the all those other families, like DuPont, et cetera. How did they get so close to these black nobles?
I have to tell you the same way the goddamn Bible said, I'll make evil fair seeming. You love the white man so much because he gives you nothing.
And so how were they organized to such a degree that they were able to get so close to these people?
It's called an alliance. When you form an alliance, I mean, that's no different than motherfuckers coming in to the new Black Panther Party and destroying it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, remember, it wasn't really the white man that did it. It was your own people that made an alliance with other countries or other civilizations. And thus, we are scattered, fucked up, you know, whatever.
Bro, who the fuck were those people back then?
You know, the same way you see National Geographic and five crackers with goddamn khaki shorts on, all in the fucking, all in the Bush tribe interviewing them niggas. And they showing them how they hunt, live, and eat. The same shit, you let them in. When you let them in, you're powerless. You ain't got shit.
Wow.
The devil owes you nothing. His job is to be the devil. His job ain't to help you.
I did have a question about when you create a banking institution. Is there any way for all the parties that are involved to kind of safeguard themselves? Because it seems like you're just handing over those assets. Is there something like that?
But the other parties, like who? Hurry up, sweetheart, because the show is about to end.
Okay,
other
so
parties like who?
Okay, if you decide to get with a group of people and create a banking institution, and you hand over your security account number, then your assets are in their hands, or you're like a shareholder? Is that how it works?
Yes, yes.
Okay.
Yes,
right.
If you ever get a chance to call the Federal Reserve or the State of Commerce or Commission, the Department of Commission, I think that's what it's called, in your state, tell them you want to start a banking institution because that's your first step. And they'll tell you what all it takes, 20 million, well, in Georgia, it's 20 million in capital. And then you're ready to roll. Then you go through your series and all this shit. You get with your bankers and all that.
You get the
20
million.
Then you come with your cashier, your fucking control, your comptroller, and all that type of motherfuckers. They put everything in position. You're a shareholder of it. It's your shit, though. No different than anything else, like a franchise. People don't know, man. You need your own bank. And there's a lot of black banks that are out here that people are still not putting their money in. They still getting fucked.
Yeah.
They still don't have shit. You know, we'll probably talk about that in a new day. I'll show you how the fuck the bank really supposed to work for you, and it's better to fuck with black bank.
Mm-hmm.
But nobody wants to really put their money in black banks. But I find out, and I sit one time, and there's like 6 or 7 or 8 black banks in the state of Georgia. I fucking sit out there the whole fucking time. You know how many crackers was going in that bitch and no niggas?
Mm-hmm. I believe it.
They happy to get their fucking loans. They get they fuck.
It.
I know a white bitch that work at Walmart got a fucking work at Walmart got a $400,000 house. They walking in that motherfucker get their shit. You know, straight from them. Niggas won't do it. Niggas like to go to the white man and get a goddamn reject letter.
Damn,
they will join
so
out your account anyway. If you can't get to your Social Security account, you might as well bank with somebody that you can actually access that shit to that say yes to you all the goddamn time.
Why wouldn't you
That's
be able
what
to
I
get
say.
To your own
shit.
Account?
Look at the air. Look at the hang.
People always debated, who's the greatest player of all time? Dumb question. It should be, who's the greatest team of all time?
WGAG Radio.
Sorry, Showtime.
WGAG Radio.
Back to back.
WGAG Radio.
First three-peat.
WGAG Radio.
Even with the flu.
WGAG Radio.
No push-off. WGAG Radio. And my favorite.
Radio.
Tough to beat that. What? You think there's someone else?